Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We're here live tonight, and good to be with you. It is another live prophetic talk show where we do it more than we talk about it. It's Thursday night. Welcome, everybody, to the place where we do it. We love doing it, and we're believing God for miracles all the way around. So be believing with us, all right? Yeah, we're going to be believing God for signs and wonders and just all kinds, especially financial ones. That's what I'm really I think they're all awesome. But, man, just think of what God's going to do to just bring forth his glory. Wow. Just like in the days of Egypt, really, when you think about it, when Israel was in Egypt, one of the greatest miracles that they did was when they walked out with the wealth of Egypt. You know, it's like, wow, what does that have to do with anything? That's just amazing. Yeah, just totally amazing. And so I'm trying to get online here. Hi, everybody. Are you with me? Can you hear me? You see anything going on? Okay. All right, everybody, can you hear me okay? I think I'm back on again. We went off for a second there. Yeah. All right, really, really cool. Good to be with you. And wow, I just actually got this thought. You'd think I'd been thinking this already, but I haven't been. It's so cool. You know, I opened up the show tonight with this thing about, believing God for, miracles, all kinds of miracles. And so when we start seeing miracles, what goes on? All kinds of things. God starts doing stuff. And we start being the beneficiaries of, his love and of his grace and of his mercy and of his tender, loving care. And so one of the things I thought about tonight, just as I was doing it, was, the financial realm. Let's just not be shy about that. Let's really start getting in on the financial side of that, and the fact that God wants to, do those miracles. We've really been caught up into the physical healing miracle realm, and I think that's, absolutely awesome. And, I've been there too with you guys. We've all kind of been there a little bit. But, I just started thinking just literally just now as we're opening up the show tonight about what about the financial miracle arena? What about that? I mean, and absolutely, I have to tell you, let's just go ahead and go there. We talk a lot about Egypt and Egypt coming out, Israel and Israel coming out of Egypt. And, well, actually, it is Egypt. They're in Egypt. They're coming out of Egypt. And so the great miracles that happened during Passover. And it's so amazing that we are looking at not just the fact that, there was no real miracles of healing that they just really bragged about, although they did say that they came out of Egypt, not one feeble among them. That was a miracle within itself. I think you probably focus on that a little bit. But one of the greatest things you could focus on is, just hours after the Passover, after the literal Passover, after the angel had passed over. What happened? A financial miracle. Friend, get ready. This may be hard to believe, but this just soared across my mind when I said, let's believe God for miracles. And the Lord's like going, don't be shy about that, Randy. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ is what happened in Egypt. The gospel of Christ is what happened in Egypt. The lamb was slaughtered. The people of Israel, sanctified themselves and set themselves apart to God. And what did God do? He not only brought them out of the biggest, most powerful army, most powerful nation in the world at that time, but he brought them out with their money. He brought them out with their money. I'm telling you, that just struck a chord with me as I said, we're going to believe God for miracles. Y'all, I'm telling you, get ready. This, I can't tell you everything right now, but because it's just a lot to talk about it. But there has been some amazing things going on, and so I'm believing that. You know, America is going to be more like Egypt than it was before. And God's allowing it to be like for a reason. You have to understand, the Egyptians oppressed the Christians or the Israelites. They oppressed them. They made slaves of them. They got them hooked up in their system where they couldn't get out of it. And there was no way they were going to get out because they were the biggest, baddest army, the biggest, largest, most powerful nation in the world at the time. You know, there's no way they're going to get free of that. They're stuck. They've been there for over 400 years. Of course, you know, not all of it was bad. When Joseph was there, however long that went on, 100 years or so, the Pharaoh then was friendly to Israel and, a whole different thing. But then they got a new Pharaoh coming in. Oh, how does that relate? Let's see. Got a new Pharaoh coming on in. Got a new Pharaoh coming on down, 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 coming on down. Yeah, don't start the rapping thing, Chandler, because you haven't got it in you. But let me tell you something, friend. This is amazing because we're going to begin to see, I'm literally just getting this. I got a lot of things I can preach on. Lord, you just want to prophesy about this stuff. You want to prophesy about this. This is prophetic time. It's the time of the prophets. It's the time of the Moses and the Aarons. It's the time that one word with one person, I'm not even going to be shy about that. I'm not even going to go, well, that's not me. No, I'm going to say, I want that to be me. Do you want that to be you? I know that's me. Do you know that's you? I want to be that one guy that God speaks to, that relates his word to others, and that's just the way it is. I mean, it's just amazing. So I'm going to quit shying from that. My name is Randy. I'm not Moses. I'm not Elijah. I'm not Elisha. I'm not Jeremiah. I'm not any of those other guys. I'm not John the Baptist, but I'm Randy Chandler. Oh, we're going to bear some light on this thing, friend. And I'm telling you, get ready to be an example how God has another Egypt situation coming down the line. Yeah. Oh, wow. You got to think about this. Let's just think about this for a minute. Y'all know, and I've talked in everything I've told you about the market realm and the things God's given me, if you haven't been a part of them, if you haven't known about them, what I'm telling you is documented, and in Christ I lie not. They're facts. And so if you've listened to any of those testimonies, it is totally and completely miraculous in the market realm, in the money realm, in the financial realm. God's given me specific detailed information in a way that he doesn't give to anybody. Nobody. Not on a regular basis, not as much as he's done me. Nobody. I mean, there ain't nobody that can stand before God without exaggerating or lying and say they've got it like what God has given me. Nobody. Now, I never understood that before. What was the big deal about that? What's going on with that? You know, I never really grasped it until now. When we got a new Pharaoh in town that doesn't recognize us, right? Well, we had a Pharaoh before that recognized us, right? His name was DT, DJT, DJT, Donald J. Trump, in case you don't know what that translates out there. we had a Pharaoh on our side, and he's still trying to get back in, which he's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And I'll tell you why. Because God wants us to have some contrariness going on. Yeah, he wants some contrary things to, like, strike the match against. He wants something where he can go, thus saith the Lord, let my people go. Yeah, and when they go healthy and wealthy and blessed, and they walked out with Pharaoh's money. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And I'm telling you, friend, that is the word of the Lord. Think about this. So God gave me the mantle on 2005, January the 11th, when the voice of, I never saw who it was the voice of a child, sounded like, innocent, pure child, spoke to me and said, there's a massive merger coming. Well, that, you know, put me into this place that I never even knew anything about at all. Not even interested in it. Never. I always stayed away from finances because I was never good at it. That's the truth. People that know me will tell you that that's the truth. And so I didn't get close to it. So what did God do? He chooses a foolish guy to confound the wise. I got wise guys. I mean, truly wise guys calling me up who don't know anything about it, who's like a fool in that department, asking me what they need to do. That's the honest to God truth, friend. I mean, that is it. Now, you know, so we got to think about that a little bit. What is all that saying to you and me? And the fact that we're talking about the Babylon spirit, where it's not about a bunch of people, but it's about a few Israelites. There was quite a few Israelites. I mean, I don't know how many there were. Some people say, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions. I don't know how many there were, but exactly. Maybe somebody knows who's listening. But compared to Egypt, they were outnumbered like big time. Oh, amazingly big time. And military might, money, power, you know, had kept the slaves down where they couldn't, to the ground, where they couldn't have much going, didn't train them to do anything but just make brick. And, brother, could they make some brick and do what the boss said, the Egyptian boss said, about building their cities. Yeah, on the blood and the whips and the blood and the backs of God's people. Whoa, that's amazing. So what happens? All of a sudden, here comes a deliverer. Now, I don't think Moses had I never thought about this before. Honestly, I guess he did have a market mantle on his life. Think about it. He had a market mantle. We got to look at this. Let me look this up. This is so amazing. Let me see here. Somebody look up for me. God spoke to Moses to the coin, the gold, silver, and cloth from the Egyptians. If somebody could Google that, because my system right now is kind of messed up. I'm not having my usual system, so let me see if I can do this. Okay, I'm looking it up here. Exodus 12:35. All right, let's go look at this. The Israelites did as Moses instructed and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver, gold, and for clothing. Now, I think I just changed my mind about Moses. I just decided. I just got it that he had. Tanisha, Exodus 3, I think that's the better one. Yes, I think Tanisha nailed it. All right, thank you, Tanisha. I was on a different one. I think that's the one that actually that I want instead of the one I just got. Hang on a second. Exodus 3. Exodus 3. If you've been with me long enough, you know that what I'm telling you is the truth, right, about this, that I, honest to God, did not come in on the show thinking about this. So you can tell because I'm not even ready. All right, Exodus 3. Exodus 3. Excuse me if I laugh all the way through. This is exciting. Exodus 3:22. Thank you, Tanisha. You just saved my hide. You should be more prepared, man of God. I know. I really know. I'm so sorry. Nobody said that. In case somebody said that. Nobody said that. All right, let's go here. I'm saying that to myself. Okay, but each woman. Okay, let's go here. That was okay. So what was going on here? Okay. Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers." Okay, so he's still talking to God at the bush, right? He's still talking to God at the bush. This is at the bush. He's having a meeting with the bush, in the bush with God. And he says, and I'm going to read verse, let's see, go to verse 20. "So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all the," this is God at the bush, God at the bush. This is Moses at the bush with God. And God's given him his mantle, his financial mantle, his market mantle. Y'all see that? I never saw it before until right now. Truly, truly, I say to you. And I will give you favor. I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all the wonders that I will do in it. After that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of Egyptians. And when they go, you shall not go empty. But each woman shall ask of her neighbor and any woman who lives in her house for silver and gold, jewelry, and for clothing. You shall put them on your sons and on your daughters, so you shall plunder the Egyptians. Now, friend, look at that. I mean, right there, a new one on me. Because I just started to say a few seconds ago, Moses didn't have a market mantle. But then I realized that was not right, because I thought about this. Oh, my gosh. Moses had a market mantle, because what this was about? This was about getting gold, silver, and cloth or wealth from the world, from the Egyptians, the transfer of wealth. Yeah. And so who did he use? He is the man of God who he gave here at the bush. God's meeting Moses at the bush, in the bush, and he is saying to him, I'm going to loosen upon thee, my man, the mantle of gold, silver, cloth. What is that? That's the market realm. Yeah, you know, cloth, clothing, gold, silver. That's the market realm, friend. That's gold and silver is what do you call that? Where you do, some of these guys are trading all these, gold and silver and all these different currencies and all these different things. So you got to think about this. You got to think about this right now where we are. We just got a Pharaoh who doesn't know us, right? Trump knew us. That's obvious. He knew us and he liked us, right? Biden doesn't know us. I'm not saying he doesn't like us, but he doesn't know us. And he definitely is not, I'm on your side, you bunch of Christians who are, especially if you're not Catholic, I think he's more printed to Catholics than anybody. But anyway, so here we go. So he doesn't know us, and the situation is set up here. And we've been talking about this for a long time. You guys know about that, right? We've been talking about this for a long time, about Egypt. We've been doing the blood of the doorpost. I can't wait to get into the studio again and start doing the blood of the doorpost again and declaring and decreeing that. But let me tell you something, friend. Right now, Moses had that mantle for the market round, gold, silver, and cloth. So what happens when they celebrated the blood over the lamb? You know, one of the many reasons we've been studying and looking to get a revelation of the blood of the lamb over our lives, it wasn't about them getting saved. They've been God covenant people for hundreds of years. All the time they were in Egypt for 400 years, they were God's covenant people. And before that, it wasn't that they were getting saved or they were just now becoming God. No, they were reactivating it with something new. It was a new season. It was a new time. And the last plague, the 10th plague, the very last one, was the only plague that came to Egypt in Egypt, in Goshen, where the Israelites were staying and where you know, Joseph helped get them that place. It was a beautiful place, a nice place. Because that Pharaoh liked them. Yeah, that Pharaoh liked them back then with Joseph. Now they don't like them. So here we go. If you guys have been with us for a while, you know we have been talking about this and celebrating the blood over the doorpost for a long time. And, you know, if you knew me, you know that I don't like to do the same thing every time. You tell by when I revelate, we just go from one revelation to the other, one thing to the other, and for the most part. And, you know, that's where I like to do things. But so God just kept saying, do this, do this, do this, do this. And now I understand more right now than I ever have, that God has given me. He said, Randy, you know, you're gonna be a part of. Now watch, you have to listen to this, because when the angel or whoever it was came to me, and that voice that came to me like an innocent child and said, there's a massive merger coming. What do you think a merger is? Well, one of the mergers that was going on was the prophet merging with the market. And I just thought about that right now, that when he said there's a massive merger coming, I didn't even really know what that meant. But now I'm starting to see that one thing he was doing, he was telling a prophet that I'm going to marry you to the market so that someday, especially if you've learned a few things about how it works, which I have, that one day when there's a Pharaoh who doesn't recognize you, you're going to go in to the system. Now watch this. You're going to go into the system, into the market system, and you are going to plunder Egypt, by God, and God's people, at least the PGN people who have been, you know, called the PGN. We have a lot of people come and go, and a lot of people, you know, who love us, who say hello every once in a while, and we love you too. But those who have been really, you know, the Israel of PGN and have been, you know, our family, those people, friend, if that's you, you know it's you if it's you. And there's something about to transpire. Oh, my Lord and my God. We are about to go in with the word, not man's wisdom, not reading the market, trying to figure what it is. Are you kidding me? I couldn't do that. I don't even know how to do that. I don't. And there's a lot of people who know how to do it who still don't get anywhere much for the most part. So get ready, friend, because God is saying to his people tonight that I have given a mantle to a Moses, or Moses was a prophet, to a prophet that is going to deliver the goods into my people. And it wasn't about Moses getting the money. It was about the people of God getting it, right? It wasn't about the man of God getting all the money and then kind of giving some to the people when he felt like he's in the right mood. No, this money, think about this. This money went to everybody that had covenant with God. Every one of them that had covenant with God had covenant. Not just hanging around going, yeah, man, that's cool. No, had covenant. Have cut covenant with PGN, with God through PGN. Yeah, you know why? Because God's going to use us. He's going to show us, he's going to show the world, the Biden world, the Christian world, you know, not understood the no merchandising realm, and why, now you're fixing to understand why God's been having me preach about not merchandising, because he was purifying me and purifying this system. Now, some of you can take or leave the merchandising thing. Some of you don't really care whether you do it or not. Some of you do. You know, some of you like going, well, you know, he just got his mantle in a wad. You know, he'll line out after a while. Well, I ain't lined out. I ain't ever going to line out. I'm never going to bow to that again by the grace of God. I will never bow, never, never, never bow by the grace of God to that mess again. Yeah. And now I'm seeing why God was purifying me as the prophet, as the servant, as the one who he gave the mantle for the market and the money thing. I never saw that step coming. It goes step by step by step. And the next step was start PGN. After I'd already received the mantle in 2005 and learned how to work it, you know, and saw it miraculously happen with signs and wonders all over the place. I mean, major in the realm of creative miracles, So, friends, the miracles, we're going to start, the miracles that are going to start happening through me, through this ministry, through this prophet, different miracles happen through you. But God has given me this mantle, and it's a proven mantle. It's not just, I don't have a little anointing for, I don't have an anointing for finances. No, I have a mantle God gave me for the market. Yeah. And when the voice spoke that to me, I don't know whether it activated it or it put it on me. I don't even understand how it happened. But all I know is it just started working without me even knowing what I'm doing. That just tells you how miraculous that it is. So, friend, so now we are about to see a transfer of the wealth to the faithful and loyal people who have been called by God to PGN, where this mantle, this market mantle, this financial mantle has been imparted, and then he has me start PGN, not even knowing we're going to come here right now, what I'm preaching to you today. Connect what I'm preaching to you today to what how we started PGN and how God told me, don't you ever sell a thing. Don't sell nothing. Just give, 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 and give, and keep giving, and keep giving, and don't do anything but just give, Randy. Just give. And we have been faithful to that, friend. I can tell you before God, I have been faithful to that. I don't even have anybody on the show anymore who even has a hint of selling something. They just left. I didn't ask them to leave. They just gone. Not that they're bad people, not that, but maybe they didn't feel like they wanted to go make some money. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they're doing. I don't have any criticism for them at all because I love all of them. But we're all kind of learn and grow, right? So, but he has PGN started with the no merchandising, the thing that is rocked. I mean, shaken. Oh my God, this is all coming together. Has shaken the Christian world, and because I was connected to some people who were connected to all these other people. Who knew exactly what I'm preaching and started telling them, oh, yeah, well, he's a real man of God. Well, he really does have a market mantle. They told them. They told them, everybody, that I have a market mantle in my life. Therefore, everybody thought I had a bunch of money, which I didn't. They misinterpreted it. Well, what they said was true, and they didn't even like me after I started saying no merchandising. They didn't like me after that much. You know, they wouldn't want to hang around much. So, you know, whatever. So God set me apart, sanctified me, put me out in the wilderness 40 years. Hadn't been 40, right? Been what, 10? I don't know how many years it's been. And this has been a beautiful wilderness, I'm telling you. But, you know, but look at this, man. God says, I didn't even know it, but he was actually telling me and preparing me for where we are at right this moment. Where we are at right now. Now, what, 10, 15 years later, however long it's been, we are now in a place where God is saying, get your people together. And I haven't even contacted anybody yet. We're just making, I'm just trying to hear from God about how he wants to do it. And because there's a lot of things that go on with it. And so he's given me the laws, the Ten Commandments or something like that, about it all, so that we can set it in order, put it in order for him to bless it. So all that's going on. So I haven't contacted anybody and told them you want to be, you know, I haven't contacted anyone. So anybody thinks, well, you haven't contacted me, right? Well, if you haven't been faithful and loyal to God at MPGN, you can be faithful and loyal to God without being in PGN. But if you've been called by God to give your tithes and offerings on a regular basis in PGN, you're about to be blessed. You're about to be part of that, those that come out, that every person who has been called to God by the PGN, called by God to PGN, are about to be blessed, friend, about to be blessed. And God's going to use us as a group to go, we just went into the Egyptian system, so to speak, and we're going to take out wealth, gold, silver, cloth. And every person is going to receive that. Every one of you who have done this and have been called. Man, it's not that you're going to start doing it. You're already doing it. That's why you've been chosen, because you've already been doing it. All right? So get ready for that. So now we have a new Pharaoh in town. Right, in our country,
And God all of a sudden gives me an idea last Wednesday or whenever it was, Wednesday before last, and said, Randy, this is how we're going to do it. And he starts telling me, you know, to get the people together and show me, you know, the people, as far as those, the tithe and offering people on a regular basis that have been faithful and loyal to PGN, you know, have been called to PGN. And he gave me, and I gave it to you last Wednesday. That was downloaded to me that very day. In Christ alone, that very day. All right. So now we're looking at this thing of, you know, of actually this is all being put together, literally as I speak. We're working on it and setting it up and getting ready to activate it. You know, very soon you'll be hearing me come and talk about it here on the show, but then I'll be eventually contacting people as we go through our records, our books, and see what's going on. It's just like God checks the books. Checks the books whether we're saved or not, right? We're going to check the books of you who's been called by God. And what's going to happen is they're going to gather those people together, and all those people are going to be without cost, without any obligation on your end. It had nothing to do with your money at all, right? We're going to put PGN is going to put the money, is going to put up the money for you. So there's nothing for you to lose ever. I don't believe we're going to lose anything. But I'm just saying there's nothing that you put $1,000 in it. Oh, he lost my $1,000. You know, no, that ain't going to happen. That God's already shown me how to do it, to keep it pure. And to keep it from getting mixed up, like, you know, like some 1% might say, well, look what he just did. He's just trying to get our money so he can make money off of it. You know, we're as we do this thing, that's going to be so clear and so plain that it's not going to be with giving your money in here and we're going to use your money to do this. No, it's going to be God's money that's already in PGN's account. It's going to be put into your to put in for you for this, and I'm going to explain to you how we're going to do all that later. And Egypt is fixing to cry out with deep pain. I don't know how painful it's going to be, but I hope it's going to be really painful for them. Like, oh my God, who these people are? What happened? And it was by the word of the Lord with a person, one person. One person. God will take one person. He did that with Gideon. He did it with Moses. He did it with several, and who have been put on them a mantle or an anointing to do a thing, knowing that they can't do it themselves, using the foolish to confound the wise, and then just do this miraculous miracle financial thing that's going to blow their minds, just like when Egypt, when they walked out and were on their way to the Red Sea with the wealth they plundered. The Bible says they plundered Egypt, all because God gave a mantle to Moses to do it. Wasn't for Moses' benefit, although I'm sure his family was part of the ones that got some of the gold and silver, but it wasn't like he got them extra. Moses didn't get any more than anybody else. It wasn't like he was, you know, stacking it up somewhere. I know this is for everybody. Yeah. So be faithful with your money, friend. Be faithful to God with your money. Yeah, because it's important. And now I'm seeing how God's going to reward people who have been faithful with that. Anybody, you know, telling them they better do it, you better do this, you better do that. None of that. A little coaching, a little preaching, a teaching the word of God. And then giving you the permission to give your tithes and offering wherever you want to give it, hoping you give it here. That's what we want. We want that. Yeah, sure we do. Do we want that? Absolutely. I wish everybody would. That's the truth. I wish everybody would. But you know what? We tell people, if you need to go, you know, give your tithe to your church, go do that. If they're feeding you, they're five-fold ministry people, and God's telling you to do that, you better do it, right? You should do it if God's telling you. All right, so. So look at this in the realm of what all of you have been listening to for a while. You know what we've been talking about, what's been going on. I got a word many years ago in 2000. I gave the word in 2000. 2005, 2006, somewhere in there, at the church I used to be at, and I think they probably have it on record. I would like to get that audio from them, where I first started prophesying that God was going to marry the market and the prophet together, you know. And little did I have a clue what that even meant. But people called me out on it. They said, when are you going to put your money in your mouth on that? When are you going to start getting words for the market? And I'm going like, I don't know, you know. And God used them to get me to step out in that. I mean, it was amazing how God did it. So here we are getting ready to watch God pour out his spirit on his people in a very specific form of wealth and blessing. Of course, people are going to get healed. Of course, people are going to get delivered. You know, we had a lady who, Sandra's sister, Paulette, I forgot to tell you guys about this, Paulette, hopefully Paulette's listening tonight, but Paulette had sent a text to me the other day, see if I can find it. Give me a second. Okay. Yeah, Paulette sent me a note the other day. She says, hi, Pastor Randy. I'm sewing tonight, just going through. Okay, where's that? Anyway, it's Sandra's, is it Paulette? Is that the wrong one? Anyway, she was trying to get some money, and, oh, yeah, okay, here we go. I got it. Praise report. Thank you, Jesus. Paulette. Hi, Pastor Randy. I wanted you to know how much my sister Sandra and I appreciate you and have been listening to you about 10 years. Now, I believe that you are a man of God. Thank you, Jesus. I'll make sure to read that part, right? Yeah. And I have been dealing with different things in my life, but I trust God. I was led to begin to sow seeds, and each week give each seed an assignment. She would send her text in. She would send it with an assignment, and have been doing it for the past 4 weeks. I spoke with you and asked for prayer concerning money for my business a few weeks ago, and for the past year I have been getting no's, you know, the answer no, N-O. But God would not allow me to accept it, except the no's, the N-O's. And I told myself no wasn't an option with God. All things are possible. And I was approved to get a loan yesterday. Praise God, for he is worthy. I just thank God for you and will continue to sow and look forward to being a greater blessing to your ministry. Thank you, Paulette. Sweet Paulette, I've been meaning to read that testimony, but tonight was a perfect night to do it. I honestly, God was going to share it when we start praying for our office tonight, but this is a great time to do it. The Lord said read it now. So, and she'd been trying to get a loan, get some money for her business for a while, and it just wasn't working. They kept telling her, no, you can't have it, no, you can't have it. And then all of a sudden she started sending offerings in, her seed in on assignment, and had been doing it for the past 4 weeks. And then she'd been trying to get money for her business for the past year and be getting no's. Okay. I'm not sure what the N for to be exactly means, but all right. So anyway, so she got her breakthrough. She got her money. I don't know all of it yet, but and there's more text, but I'll read that all later. But thank you, Paulette. That is awesome. Congratulations on that. Friend, you know, just get ready. That's all I can tell you. Just get ready and be faithful and loyal to God. And especially with your money. Your money's important that you be faithful. If God tells you to give your money somewhere else and you want to be a friend at PGN, listen, you can do that. We minister to people all the time who have other churches, give to other ministries, and they throw some money our way here and there. Sometimes regularly, but they give their tithe other places. You know, okay, that's fine. There's whatever. It's whatever God is telling you to do that's important. It's not about doing what I say. I don't know anything. I try to do what God tells me to do, and if you do that, God bless you, for that. But what's about to happen here, friend, is that those who have been giving tithes and offerings on a regular basis, for a while, are about to be, we're going to be plundering Egypt. I believe in God that's going to happen. I don't know the exact timing. I don't know. I have all the answers. But, friend, get ready, because we're going to see it happen. It is going to be amazing. And it's not something you have to start doing. And when the money starts rolling in, I hope you keep doing what you've been doing. You don't have to do it, but I hope you do. And so we're going to give you all the 10 commandments of it here before long. And we'll put the money, we're going to give money to you from PGN. It's going to be holy money, what I call holy money, because it's coming from the temple, not Randy's money, but PGN's money, from God's money. And we're going to take that money as holy seed, that's what I call it, holy seed, and planting that holy seed on your behalf. And then only by the word of the Lord. You're not going to be able to invest it in anything else, only by the word of the Lord. If you want to invest in other things, get you an account, maybe you already have one, and do whatever you want to with that. All right? But this is going to be for the word of the Lord only. Because it's going to be something that we're going to give God all the glory and give him all the credit and give him all the praise, because he's going to do it. Randy doesn't know anything. I'm not a market guy. I don't know nothing. I don't know how to search out anything when it comes to the market stuff and do charts and all that. Don't have a clue. And God's going to speak. We're going to put it into action, put our faith into action. And it has nothing to do with obligating you in any sense. You've already been doing this for some of you for months and months and months, some of you for years. You've been doing it already. So it's not, I'm not asking you to add more, start giving better, start giving more, start doing anything. No, none of that. Don't even let that lie enter into your mind. Just keep doing what you've been doing. And God's fixing to reward you. Get ready. Get ready. And tonight, as God began to speak to me about, Tanisha came up with the right scripture, Exodus chapter 3, verse 22. And 22 means your treasures. So treasures, Isaiah 22:20 talks about the treasures of David. And in 3, thank you, Tanisha, for that, Exodus 3:22. So we're gonna exit out with the treasures of Egypt. We're going to exit us completely with the treasures of Egypt. We're going to exit Egypt with the treasures of Egypt. We're going to plunder the place, man. And I'm stepping out there to say that, because it's going to be God, because I know I don't have a clue how he's going to do. I mean, I have a clue, but I don't know. So, I'm just trying to build you up. I'm trying to let you know that just keep doing what you've been doing. Being faithful to God. Be loyal to him, friend. And he will reward you. He always rewards what we do for him, not just what we do, but what we do, not good things we do, but God things that we do. And so as we start learning how to do that and live in that and dwell in that, we're going to begin to watch God activate and bless us. Okay, so, wow. I don't even know where all we just went, because there was so much information coming through me here. But all right. So, all right, Paulette. Oh, Paulette, just that was a new text. Paulette just gave $200. Thank you, Paulette. Wow, awesome. And I'm sure that's a big seed. I'm sure, I don't know what that – that's huge. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. All right, Paulette, $200. Thank you. And let's go here. Okay, let's go. I haven't looked at the offerings in a little while here, so I'm going to do that. All right, give me a second here. I'm going to do some adding offerings to the all. Hang on a second here. Okay. All right. All right, give me a minute here. I'm going to be doing this. Some of you give here during the show, so I'm stopping to take care of that. Okay. Some of you put building fund on there. Some of you didn't. I don't know if you meant to do it or not, but. Either way, it's all good. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, tonight was totally spontaneous, y'all. That was not, you know, that was totally just off the cuff. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Thank you. Okay. Amen. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. I think we got it for now. People give all during the show, so I have to kind of catch that and stop and go back, and it makes it kind of fun, so we just really love it. All right. Okay. All right, let's get ready to take communion, y'all. Get your communion ready. Let's get ready to do that. And we're going to believe God. This is kind of what got us started on getting delivered, you know, being blessed by God. And thank you for helping me look at that scripture tonight. I really appreciate that, too. That was wonderful. All right, let's go. What am I doing here? Let's go here to, yeah. All right. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 11. And let's just get ready to believe God for what happened in Egypt, right? What happened in Egypt? Not only did they get healed, delivered, not one feeble among them, but they walked out and they plundered Egypt. We got to remember the plunder Egypt part, because that's the part God is having us focus on tonight. This communion can be for many things, but we're gonna set it forth for the plundering of Egypt. Plundering of Egypt. All right. Because everything we talk about in the Passover, you know, the final thing that happened, the straw that broke the camel's back for Egypt, was that plague that destroyed their firstborn, because they didn't put the blood over the doorpost, and they could have. God gave them a chance to do it. They thought lambs and sheep were abomination. They did. That's what the Egyptians thought. So God maybe set it up like that. I don't even know. You can study that for yourself if that's the truth. Yeah, when Joseph was going to bring his brothers in to meet Pharaoh, he said, don't tell him you're a sheep herder, because Egyptians think that's an abomination. Why, I don't know exactly, but maybe somebody can find out and tell me. But that's what they thought. So maybe that's why they didn't put the blood of a lamb over their doorpost. I just thought about that, actually. Okay, so let's go here. And 1 Corinthians, so let's believe God that when the blood of the doorpost, the death angel came and passed over. They've been eating the bread, cleaning out their house, had the bags packed, ready to go, and to a new place. And then God told Moses at the bush, and then he told them again, of course, when he showed up in Egypt, he gave them the word of the Lord. That's why it's important. We need one person, at least one person, you know, hearing the word of the Lord. It only takes one, right? And then all those who are just like a PGN, those who believe that I'm a prophet, a servant of the Lord, you know, I'm not saying you guys aren't prophets and God doesn't use you. Of course he does. But we only need one in one particular arena for the delivery of God's people, and that is, you know, when I get something from the Lord, I just tell you what he says, and, you know, just like Moses did, he go in and say, hey, guess what? God spoke to me today, and you tell him what God said. You know, and that's what I do. I tell you guys what the Lord tells me. And so there you go. So he told them with his mantle, his mantle God gave him at the bush, the gold, silver, and cloth, to go to the neighbors after the death angel passed by. And when the dead firstborn, animals and children and husbands and whatever, were in the living room and in the house and all around dead, he said, go then. Immediately go. See, God is very strategic, friend. When you realize how strategic God is, you're going to think, well, that was cruel. Nah, you just, that's Jezebel talking. Yeah, the emotional, oh, God, that was so mean. You killed those babies, and then you went in and asked for their money. But there's a lot more to it than some people make it look like. And so that's just how the devil has people look at what God does. I'm telling you. Yeah, it's amazing. The Jezebel is quite a little cutie, but she is meaner than a snake. And she's already lost her battle. That's what she's really ticked off about. But she's going to fight for all she can, that's for sure. All right, so they walked out with they plundered Egypt. The financial realm was amazing that they walked out. The Bible says they plundered Egypt. That's the testimony. It's like, you know, Paul's testimony. It's like, you know, they walked out and they plundered Egypt. Are y'all ready to plunder Egypt? Are you ready? Come on, talk back to me. You don't have to text me, but just tell me. Are you ready to plunder Egypt? Come on, body of Christ. We're going to do it by the word of the Lord, man. Not by the wisdom of a man. By the word of the Lord, we're going to plunder Egypt. Hallelujah. Kasataoha. All through Passover. All through Passover. All through Passover. We're going to take that right now. That's called communion. Same thing. Jesus said, Paul the Apostle says, the Lord passed on to him. He said, this communion thing is powerful. Do it. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. He broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat, friend. Hallelujah. 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 And we lift up the cup. Amen. We thank you, Jesus, for your precious body. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. In my blood. The blood of a lamb. I am the lamb. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. So let's remember him, friend. We remember you, Jesus. Amen. We remember you, Lord. Yes, we do. We remember you. Thank you for remembering us. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for remembering us. We remember you, what you did in Egypt, what the lamb's blood did. Saved us from the death angel. Hallelujah. Because we cut a fresh covenant with you, not an old covenant. We cut an old covenant and made it fresh. Yes, that's how you say it. We cut old covenant, the same thing we always have, and we make it, we refresh it in Jesus' name, like Israel did that day. They refreshed their covenant with God. And the death angel passed by the next moment, the very next thing, and the testimony was they plundered Egypt by the gold, the silver, and the cloth. Amen. And then they came after him again, even after that. That guy was one big dummy. Yes, he was. He was a dummy. Well, actually, bless his heart, God hardened his heart, right? So I don't think you should call him dummy or not. That may not be respectful, but still, I'm telling you, friend, get ready. Get ready to get down with some. get ready to get down with some. I'm telling you, man, get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. All right, I'm checking the offerings one more time to see before I get going here. All right, I think that's about it for right now. Thank you, Jesus. We set these offerings before God as holy. Thank you, Jesus, for the holy seed, for this holy seed in Jesus' name, and we set it in. It comes when it came in tonight. It comes into the holy place, the temple of the Lord, the PGN temple, the temple of God, comes into that place, and that holy seed, when it leaves from your hand, it's holy. When it comes into this place, it's holy. It's set to take care of the holy things. Yes, we feed the poor and clothe the naked. We do that all the time. We do it to people who don't even know we do it. We don't tell them. We don't brag about this. Every once in a while, you hear me just say it, because just to let you know. Yeah, but we don't brag about it and try to raise money saying we do it all the time. But trust me, we give to the poor and the needy all the time. I just did it again today and do it regularly. We help people who cannot help themselves. I mean, cannot. Absolutely cannot help themselves. It's holy money, friend, and we keep it holy. You plant that back into your life when it comes to that instructions that God gave me. God gave Moses instructions on what to do to build the temple, to what to do with the gold and silver and how to build, you know, okay, the gold and silver, Moses, that came out of Egypt, you're going to build, you know, a pillar with that, and it's going to be gold. You're going to build an altar, and it's going to be brass and gold and silver and all these things. All that came from Egypt, friend, from plundering Egypt. We're gonna take care of PGN's temple, the house of God, with the money that God brings in through the word of the Lord. I'm not going to be some wise guy who got up the charts and started figuring out where the money's going to go. No, God knows where the money's going to go. And we just listen to him. Right? And if the money ain't going there, he just makes it go there. Yeah, he will just make it go there. And they can't stop it. Oh, my gosh. Go back and listen to the, I don't know which night it was, where we talked, I think it was Monday night, where we talked about how that, can somebody hear a prophecy over the body of Christ, a strong person like Herod, you know, back in the days, Can they hear a prophecy and try to stop the prophecy from coming to pass? Yes. Yes, it can happen. But you know what? God made it to where it didn't work. Yeah, you heard us talk about that, about Herod, how Herod, the wise men came to Herod and said, hey, man, you see that? You seen the Messiah? We know he's been born now. We're trying to find it. We're going to his house. He said, yeah, when you find it, let me know. And then the angel warned him and said, So he believed the prophecy, man. He believed those guys were right on. And they were going to find the king when they found the Messiah, when they found Jesus in the manger. The angel gave him a dream, said, don't be telling nobody. Don't be going back to Herod. Herod's going to. So what did Herod do? Herod went through the land and killed every child two years and younger. Man, that was, I never have understood that one. Wow. But there's a purpose in it, and we're going to talk about it real soon. We're going to talk about it real soon. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. We got offerings coming in still. We're going to take care of that. Okay. Go here. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you for all you do for PGN. Thank you for what you do for the Lord, being faithful to him and loyal to him. And you just have to be faithful and loyal to God at the place where God has put a mantle for the market. Isn't that amazing? and now God's going to turn around without any obligation on your end. I mean, I'm just still in awe at that. How loving and kind our Jesus is, man. He has paid the price, and he wants it really to be appreciated that he has so loved the body of Christ that he gave. Isn't that awesome? God so loved PGN that he gave. He gave. Man, Randy didn't give any of that. That wasn't Randy giving it. Randy's just obeying. I'm just doing what he says. And what a joy and a pleasure and a privilege it is to be, for God to do this, man. I mean, to be a part of this, you know? Yeah, it's almost too good to be true, right? But look at all the patterns that have gone on. Some of them I talked about tonight, starting PGN out with the merchandise. Look at that. Just think about that for a minute and how we preached that for years. Then God gave us the word about Biden, you know, the 1134, especially the 1134 part where, you know, on November the 7th, he was, you know, 11-3, and then 4 days later was the 7th of November when he became, you know, the president-elect of the United States of America because God allowed it because he wanted another pharaoh in town. God was trying, he's trying to, like, speed things up a little bit. It's called speeding things up, y'all. That's what that is. He interrupted Trump to speed things up. He interrupted Trump to speed things up. He interrupted Trump to speed things up. Yeah, that's what he did. It's going to continue. It's going to continue, too. Trump ain't going to mess. Trump ain't, you know, I love Trump. I voted for Trump. He's not coming in August. He's not coming in anytime. You know, he'll be 85 before. Open door. I don't know that literally 85, but yeah, this is just you know, a fantasy. It's a game being played. You know, he's trying to raise money and he's trying to fight, and a lot of people want to fight with him. So I just say let him do whatever, kind of enjoy the ride. But let's watch it. Let's watch it all. Just kind of like let's watch the word of the Lord happen, man. And while they're fighting for Trump to get in, we're all by the word of the Lord, we're all going to get blessed. I'm serious, man. We're all going to get blessed. Yeah. Then when Biden comes in, 1134 thing, I'm going to finish that up. God gave me the numbers 1134, as you guys know what that is. Two business deals completely separate from each other on the same day had the 1134, you know. Yeah. So talked about that many times. And that was representative of the new Pharaoh coming in town because God's getting ready to plunder Egypt. While the new pharaohs, who doesn't recognize us, especially us, not yet at least. All right, hallelujah. Hope y'all getting this tonight, man. I'm getting it. I don't know if anybody gets it. I'm getting this. This is like blowing my mind. I am like leaping up and down on the inside right now. Thank you, Jesus, for the body and the blood of Jesus, eating his body and drinking his blood, and what all that represents. We just give you glory for how you're doing this with PGN and how we've been celebrating this thing for years, not even realizing that after 8 years, 8 or 9 or 10 years, however long it's been, we are now actually literally physically about to do it physically. It's a physically going to happen, manifested, happen right now in this season. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Mr. Pharaoh, for not recognizing us. It's a sign of the transfer of wealth. Y'all getting this? I think you're getting it. I'm getting it. I am getting this. I am getting this. People have been preaching about the pre-trib all the wrong way, the pre-trib revelation test. They got people so full of fear, they're going to miss out on the most amazing transfer of wealth and world history through a few people, 40, 50. I don't even know how many there are. We haven't gone through the books yet, but this is because it's everything that's on record. God says it's everything that's on record. not on record, probably won't even be considered. Because it's what's on record. That's some tough stuff, but that's it, man. Yeah. Wow. Wait till y'all hear everything he's been telling me about it. You'll understand. Hopefully I can relate it to you correctly. Yeah, I have to do it several times. I'll do it many times over, I'm sure. That's why I have to do things, because mainly because I'm just not the best communicator in the world. Right? But I'm learning. All right, we're going to pray for Greg's father tonight. Don't forget to pray for Greg's daddy. Thank you, everybody, for giving tonight. All right, let's get ready to pray over this. Oh, there's some people ticked off about this, too. When I tell you everything, you're going to understand. There's some people that are really ticked off about, because I'm not going to make any more public information. And there's some other things they're ticked off about, too, but it's about money. It's all about money. It's the money thing. They're ticked off about the money thing. Show me the money. Problem is, those people aren't going to be seen. They're going to see no money. Sad about that, but that's, you know, their own fault. Yep, the way it is. Now, we can take our money when we get it and help them. Yeah, that we can do. As far as them being part of the process, ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Let's go ahead. All right. Let's pray. Let's see if anybody else has given. We're going to start praying over offerings tonight. Thank you for being with us. And we have not contacted anybody about this yet. This is not. When I start contacting people, I'll let you know. You will know. Pray and ask God. Just be faithful and loyal to Him. All I can tell you. I think we're ready. Thank everybody for your graciousness, your kindness to PGN and to God. Thank you for all that. We've been telling people for a while. You heard me talk about this many times. If you don't have anything, you have to be eating something. You have to have, you know, something coming in, pay your rent. That's something coming in. And I've been telling people, I heard Kenneth Copeland talk about this one time. I thought it was awesome. Kenneth Copeland has some really great ways to share things. Because some of you think I don't like Kenneth, you're wrong. I don't like some of his stuff, but his stuff he shared that I've learned about. He would say, "Hey y'all, if you don't have any money, you got a pencil? You got three pencils? You know, like one of those things where you get three pencils in a pack." Said, take one pencil. Send that pencil in. It's not about anything other than just doing something. That God, take a portion of something that you're getting, even if it's part of the food you get. If that's all you got, cut off a piece of that hamburger, that pizza that you're getting from the government or wherever you're getting it. Cut off a piece of that. Put it in a wrapper and send it in. Serious. Something. Send the crust in. I'm not going to eat it. I don't think. I don't think I'm going to eat it. But it's not about that. Randy, you going to eat that? I don't know. You know, Andrea used to send me some really good-tasting bread. She's backslidden since then. Not really. I was kidding because she hadn't sent me any more recently. But, yeah, some really great bread. She sent it to me. It's awesome. But, you know, so friend, I'm telling you, it's not about how much money. It's being faithful to God in what you have, what little bit you have. We talk all the time about, you know, it's not about your $5. What's your $5 going to do, PGN? Well, my $5 can be no. So you just keep your $5, and you don't honor God with the little bit that you have. It's not about how much you give. It's about being faithful to the Lord of God with what little bit you have. If it's 50 cents. I've had people send me 50 cents. 50 cents. $1. $2. $1.20. Many times. Several times. It costs me for them to send that through PayPal because it costs you a little bit. They charge me for their 50 cents. I don't care. Just do it. It's helping them be faithful and loyal to God and honor what they have. Then do it, God. We'll pay for it. You send your nickel in to PayPal, do it. We'll pay for it. It costs more to get it in here than it does. But it's not about that. It's about you being faithful with what God has given you, friend. If you're not doing that, you think God's going to bless you with anything? He isn't. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. Not anything of true wealth, of true blessing. You're going to be begging for the government all your life. You're going to be begging from people all your life. God bless you, and you're not even honoring him with it? Well, it's not money. It's food. It's rent. Well, then take part of the sheetrock off the wall and send it in. Something. Do something. Cut off some of your bed sheets. Cut off a corner. I've talked about this many times over the years. There's no excuse ever from anybody. Now I'm getting tough. I better stop. Okay. I just got to tell you the truth, though. And Kenneth Copeland taught me that. Kenneth Copeland taught me that. I honor him for that. That, to me, was a thank you, Jesus, for Kenneth Copeland moment. I remember him talking about the pencils. He would send in a pencil to Old Roberts University or wherever it was. Him and Gloria. They had nothing. They were so poor, they couldn't rub two pennies together. He said, I'd send the pencil in that I got. I got three pencils. I sent one of the pencils in. And this is my tithe. I loved him for that. That just showed me, you know, that dude is smart. Yeah. It's good to hear me criticize some of their teachings. And their merchandising doesn't mean that I haven't learned things from them. I listen to merchandising pre-trib preachers all the time because some of them have some pretty cool stuff. So don't go and tell people I don't like it. It ain't true. All right, because I do. I love them. I mean, I've learned some awesome things from those guys. If I learn something from them, I'll tell you about that I learned it from them. Just so you know that I'm not like what some people think I am. All right. Woo, Jesus. All right. Let's start doing this, man. This is so amazing. Andrea, $5. God bless you, Andrea. Building fund. Thank you. That $5 will now be $10. It's simply because you put building fund on there. Thank you for that, Andrea. I really appreciate that. And thank you, Jesus, for the power to cover. The covering of things, to protect things, It's like God's going to have you, you know, covering things, protecting things. But the things that are of God, to pray over them, to bring, you know, like the earth groans and travails for the sons of God, waiting for the sons of God to be manifest, who walk in the presence of God and walk in obedience to God, so that wherever they go, whatever they touch, whatever they pray over, you know, God protect. Because God says, you read the book of Revelation, that God says, I'm gonna kill those who destroy the earth. That's what God says, not me. God says, I'm gonna kill those who destroy the earth. But I'm telling you, friend, quit talking ugly to your trees. Start talking good to your plants. Thank God for them. For your animals, for your creatures. They're all from Jesus. He created all of them. And when you start waking up, this is for Andrea. She's already waking up to all this stuff. And people start waking up, Andrea, to this fact, the earth is going to love us back and going to bear more fruit. Our animals will bear more beautiful fruit. Our trees will bear more beautiful fruit. Why? Because we We know they came from Jesus, and we honor them as a gift from God, a creative miracle. Your tree sitting out there in your yard, if you have any, your flowers, that thing you got going on, whatever it is, even the house with the sheetrock in it, all that, friend, is a creative miracle from God, because it didn't used to be, and now it was, and it was done by a word from God. One word from God said, let there be sheetrock, and there was. Or the trees that came from. In the ground that it comes from. That's all. Didn't used to be there, and God made it. You want to look at a creative miracle? Look at that. Well, thank you, Jesus, for Andrea, God, and showing her how to activate that scripture about the glory of God through the children of God and relieving the earth of its pain and anguish. And that's everything in it, the animal, everything. Thank you, Lord, for that anointing in her life in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Sally. $7. Sally's from London, UK. Thank you, Jesus, for Sally, God. I just bless her, God. I thank you, Lord, that you want to use her as an example of how you can prosper somebody in the midst of nothing but a mess. You can do that. I speak over you, Sally, tonight, the same blessing that was on Isaac and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, but specifically for some reason on Isaac. Isaac was in a land where there was nothing but these creeps, man, these heathen creeps who hated, you know, they were just mean, they were nasty, they didn't believe in God, they didn't like God. And here Isaac was planted right among them all. And somewhere there in Canaan land, I don't know exactly where it was, but it was messed up, man. Messed up. And it was a famine going on. No rain. Well, guess what? The blessing that was on him, he was able to prosper and 100-fold. And if he'd had 30, it would have been great. 60 would have been amazing. 100-fold, it was so overwhelming, they had to get rid of him. They said, let's get him out of here because he's just, you know, everybody's going to start running to him, and he's going to be the king of our nation instead of me, instead of the king, the bad king, the heathen king. They want to get rid of him because he prospered in the midst of all the hell, all the fruitless land. God showed him where the water was. Dude, that is amazing. God showed Sally where the water is. To water her land, to water her trees, to water her wealth, to water her growth, to water her in the name of Jesus. Loose it on you, the well-digging power of the Holy Ghost. The wells of salvation, the wells of victory, the wells of hope, the wells of peace, the wells of prosperity. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Manjula from Australia. $7. Thank you, Manjula. Always in Australia. We love you, Manjula. We thank God for you. 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 In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. I just see you thanking God, Manjula. I see you thanking the Lord. Thanking him. Thanking him. Hallelujah. Thanking him. Jesus. God is putting in you a thankful heart. And he's gonna multiply and increase the thankfulness in you, because you're gonna find yourself being thankful about things. You're like going, man, I've never been able to be thankful. I mean, truly thankful. You know, sometimes we try to work it, you know, because we know we need to be and we ought to be, and we'd really sincerely try to work thankfulness up. But when it starts just flowing out, and you're not going, where's that coming from? I've never been able to be truly thankful about that before, because that's just a mess. How can you be thankful for something like that? I mean, I can smile and say, God, I can bear that. But no, right now, I'm like thankful. Joseph became thankful. He said, what Satan meant for evil, God turned it into good. Jesus, hallelujah. I loosen that on you, Manjula, in the name of Jesus, right there in Australia. The blessing of God. And I don't know if I ever said that of you, Sally. I'm speaking over you, the blessing of God, like it was on Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That blessing, no matter where they were at, no matter what land they were in, no matter what situation they were in, they were blessed, and they could be blessed everywhere they went, and everything they touched became blessed. I bless you with that. I loosen that on you in the name of Jesus. You got a covenant-cutting God saying, hey, just keep the covenant cut and activating it. What they did in Egypt. They already had a covenant with God. They were cutting a fresh one. This time they were putting it on their doors. That was unusual. Because God was having them refresh it for a reason. They were about to get wealthy. Every one of them were about to get wealthy. And Julia, you guys, got one in Australia, one in England. Bless you in Jesus' name. All right, Nicole, $8.88. Amen, Nicole. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for Nicole. We thank you, Lord. We bless her with that. We thank you for, like, her 888. Of course, I always think about brand new, a complete brand new beginning. In Jesus' name, a completely brand new beginning. A brand new style, a brand new look, a brand new car, a brand new house, a brand new thing, a brand new city, a brand new place. Brand new, brand new, brand new, brand new. Brand new. Brands, behold, all things become new in Jesus' name. All things. Amen. In Jesus' name, may the creative power of God flow through her and in her, God, to create. Create in her, God, your desires. Create in her your passions. Create in her your vision. And I think that dream you had about Trump, where Melania comes out in the hat, where she's, you know, that may be going to happen here before long. I have a feeling, because I know Trump ain't going to come back in. So he may work his way through, and he may do all that, and they may, and like your dream said, showed that she came out, and he had just died, and it was during the political season when they were, you know, announcing all that. I don't remember how exactly you said that, but it was, you know, makes me think about, I think about that, because I'm telling you, I know that God is not going to allow him to be president. Sad as it is, as angry as it makes people to hear me say that, God has a better thing going on. He's got a new Pharaoh in town that ain't on our side. Just like in the book of Acts, they had, you know, nobody in town that politically, even religiously, was on their side. And God says, I'm going to show you how to prosper in the midst of famine. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's the blessing of God in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Angela Lenham from Carolina's Building Fund, $9.99. Thank you, Lord, for Angela. God, I just speak blessing. I release blessing on her in the name of Jesus. I release freedom in the spirit. I release freedom to prophesy over her things, over her stuff, that multiplication, that spirit of prophecy to increase and multiply. Speak the blessing like God told over Adam and Eve. He said, be fruitful and multiply in the name of Jesus. That she's going to begin to do that. I'm going to do it over her, and she's going to start doing over her stuff. In the name of Jesus, I say, be fruitful and multiply. In the name of Jesus, I loosen you. I break every hindrance in Jesus' name. I loosen you into the freedom of God at another level, at a whole nother level, a new level. You ain't as free as you're going to be. Neither am I. If I am free as I'm going to be, I just tell God, you know, yeah, okay, I guess you're not going to deliver me, but I'm still not going to bow. But you know what? I'm believing God's going to deliver us, girl. I think he's going to set us free. We're going to be so free, so liberated financially, emotionally, mentally, physically, socially, in every kind of way, in Jesus' name. People are going to they're going to start coming after our stuff. They're going to start coming after us, like, yeah, I want you. I got to have you. I got to have your stuff. I want your money. I want your stuff. I want your thing. Well, just try to touch it in the wrong way. Yeah, if God tells me to give it, it's God that tells me to give it. If God tells me to do it, it's God telling me to do it. And if God don't tell me to do it, I ain't going to do it. The wise virgin said, sorry, go get your own oil. There's a coming a time for that, y'all. Get your own oil. All right, Shalonda, $10. God bless you, Shalonda. Thank you for your faithfulness and your persistence. I know you got that set up in your account to do that, and I thank you that it's like you got it set up in your account. God's going to set up in your account a blessing. He's going to set up a blessing on your account in the name, because you set, I think it's a preset thing you do, like in your account where you that money comes in every week. Thank you for that, Sean. You know what? God's going to honor you for that. He's going to set up something for you. Yeah. And I just speak over you blessing, glory, divine mercies and kindness and graciousness of God. He poured into your lap in Jesus' name. And his forgiveness and love and mercy flow through you like a river. You can forgive all those who have given you things to not forgive them about. Things that they deserve to be not forgiven about. You're going to be able to forgive them in Jesus' name. Bless them in Jesus' name. All right, Karen, $15. Thank you, Karen. And you're declaring a decree and your prayers over there, over that that loved one about you know, not ruining his life and all that. I come in agreement with you that, and that 15 means the number of rest. And I speak that you will come to rest about this. And rest doesn't mean, you know, it's not anything about giving up or stopping. It has nothing to do with that. Rest comes into knowing that God says he's going to do it, and he's going to do it, and we can rest about it and just begin to praise him and thank him that it's done. There's a time to declare and decree, and when God has you finish that, which like the two witnesses, they're going to prophesy for 3.5 years, and then when that's over, it's over. When it's done, done. Then we move on to the next phase, like getting caught up with God. Yeah, that's what they did. But when we get finished with our decreeing over things, then we enter into a rest about it and just keep continuing to praise him and thank him that it is done. Amen, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless your money in Jesus' name. Gary and Mary, $18. Building fund. Thank you for that. Also, Hebrews 10:19-21, we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood. In other words, you can't even enter into the most holy place, friend, without the blood of Jesus. Yeah, think about that. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We enter into the most holy. Oh, God, I want to be holy, yes, but I want to be most holy. I want to be holy like you said, be holy as I am holy. And he's most holy. Yes, he is. We have the confidence, friend, to enter into the most holy place with God. You got to think about that, entering into the most holy place. That's in your spirit, your soul, your body, to enter into that most holy place with God Almighty. And it's all by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. By a new and living way opened. It's a new and a living way opened for us. Through the curtain we go. That is his body. We have a great priest, a high priest, over the house of God. Gary, that is amazing. I mean, I copied and pasted on this note right here, but I never did really actually read it. You know, read the whole, I get going and I just make sure I get it on there, blah, blah, blah. And I tell you, I just saw that. I've never put that together like that before. We have confidence that we enter into. In other words, I'm sitting here going, I'm in a holy place with God. Yes, I am. Oh, Jesus, I'm in a holy place with you. Yes, I am. Oh, it's holy, holy time with you, oh, God. Make me holy as you are holy. Oh, Jesus, Son of God. And then all of a sudden, the Lord says, decree and declare the blood of Jesus. Because, Randy, I'm a body of Christ. I'm bringing you to a most holy place. The most holy place of Jesus, of Jesus. By a new and a living way open for us through the curtain. That is his body. Oh, good. Man, hey, dude, I've never seen Jesus as a curtain before. I have never seen Jesus as a curtain until today. Thank you for your word. That is one awesome curtain. Yes, it is. That is his body. We have a great priest over the house of God, a high priest, a great high priest. Amen, man. That is awesome, dude. That, I don't know, you know, the way you put that out there like that, that just really rocked me just now. Oh, wow, Jesus. How beautiful are the feet of them who bring good news. That's your word tonight, Gary. God is saying to you, how beautiful the feet of those who bring good news. To me, you know, right, I mean, there's a lot of good news in the Bible, but sometimes that good news becomes good news for me, good news for, it becomes a word of revelation, and that just became good news to me, and I'm seeing that in a way. Oh, gee, I want everybody to cry out tonight. This Hebrews 10, chapter 10, 19 through 21. Lord, we have confidence that we're entering into a new relationship with you, the most holy place with you, Jesus. Oh, oh, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way opened up to us through the curtain that is his body. It was torn, ripped, so we could enter in to that most holy realm with God in the earth. Hallelujah. Jesus. Woo! That's hot, man. That's some hot stuff, bro. Wow. That was cool. Really, really cool. Crazy cool. I just want to enter to, I never thought, I know we're supposed to be holy as he is holy, and I want to enter to the holy place, but it's like into the most holy, like that just going to hit me. Most holy. The most holy. There ain't no, in other words, there ain't no other holier than that. Is the most holy. Yeah. Jesus. I give you the glory for that, God. What an amazing revelation. Right out of the Word of God. God, help me, Jesus. That was amazing. Thank you, Gary. Hallelujah. We pray for Mary tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her, for healing her heart, touching her soul, God, in ways just like you're always healing my heart. There's, you know, we all have damage from just being born. We could be born with the most perfect parents in the whole world, have everything perfect, all of it. We're still going to be damaged good. You know why? Because we're born sinners. We all have damaged goods. We have damaged DNA. We have damaged all kinds of things, damaged. And Lord, I thank you for repairing the breach, being a repairer of the breach in Mary's life. Hallelujah. The repairer of the breach. By the curtain of God. By God's curtain. By his body, the body of Jesus, the curtain of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's good, man. Oh, that's hot. That was hot. Woo-hoo! Jesus. I love it, man. I don't know, yeah. I just love the Word of God. Y'all love the Word of God. I love the Word of God. I just love it. It's so sweet, Jesus. Monique. $20, Monique. Thank you for that 20. Yeah, when I said 20, I thought, give her plenty with her 20. Give her plenty with her 20. Give her 20 20s. 20. 2020. What is 2020? Is that like 20,000? 2,000s? I don't know. 2020. Plenty 20s. Like, not Twinkies. Not Twinkies. 20s. Give her plenty of 20s. So plenty of 20s. What's plenty of 20s? Well, it's just however many 20s you need. 20 would be, you know what, $2,000-something and $2,000. But plenty of 20 is like however many 20s you need. Just put the 20s in there. You need 20. Then, yeah, the name of Jesus. Give her plenty with her 20. Hallelujah. Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing. Keeps me singing as I go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It flies like you. Is that a good sign? I got some flies liking me tonight, and I want to swat them, but I'm thinking that people think, what am I doing? I'm swatting flies during the show, yeah. But maybe it's a sign that I'm moving into the land of milk and honey, and the honey is drawing the flies. I gave a word to Angela Joy last night about that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, Monique, I don't know what that's about your money round, you know, anything you need. Jesus' name. Don't concede to anybody but the Father. Don't concede to anybody but God. Ephod out. The ephod was where they had the stones on there, the God stone. And, you know, God, what are you going to do? And that stones would light up. Wouldn't you like to see that? I would love to see that. That's amazing. Y'all ever think about that? You know, they would ask God a question. The priest would have the stones on their breast, on their chest, on their heart, and the stones would light up. Oh, God, do you want me to go? David says, you want me to go get all the booty from those little tooties that just stole everything from my family? And the stone lights up. And like, eh, eh, eh. You know, it's just think about that. That's amazing. That is so cool, man. I want some of those things. I do. I want some of those things. I want some of that. The two witnesses, when I saw them, you know, I said, I want some of that. And I believe I got some of that, you know. I don't know. Somehow I got part of it, something of it, you know, a portion of it for some reason. Yeah, that's what I believe. I don't even know exactly what it is. We're plaguing the systems. I know that. We're plaguing the merchandise system in the church and plaguing the systems. When we plague the system, hey, when we plague the systems of the market, we're going to be plunging. We're going to be plundering it, right? Yeah, and they're going to be like, well, that's what happened. The plague actually brought the plundering. You got a plundering plague. The plague that plundered. Literally, that's what happened. The plague that plundered. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The plague that plundered. May God's will, God, may God's people blessed. Bless God's people. Plague that plundered. God didn't bring plagues without justice. I mean, there's justice in everything God does. You can't say, oh, that's not a good thing. God gets ready to plague something because he's getting ready for it's the last resort. Because it's really messed up, and they need a lot of help that they're obviously not going to get anywhere else. It's the last resort for him to get them. That's what plagues are about. Yeah, all right, Marie, $25 from Virginia. Thank you, Marie. Thank you, God, for Marie. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her, for calling her, for her calling upon. Oh, you're calling. Oh, dear God, dear Jesus, dear God, dear Holy Ghost. Oh, you're calling. I hear your calling. I hear you calling in the wind. Jesus, I hear you calling in the wind. Jesus, Marie, this is for you. I hear you calling in the wind. In the wind. He's calling you in the wind. The wind blowing through your hair, your new hair, your hair. Hallelujah. You're calling. God is calling you. Calling you, Marie. He's calling you to a holy place. Like the scripture I just read in Gary and Mary, Hebrews 10:19-21. With confidence to enter to the most holy place. Like God is drawing you to a holier place. If you like me, you know, like even Isaiah, he was I think he was walking holy before God, but God has said, hey, you've been walking in the holy place, so now I'm going to bring you to the most holy place. Hallelujah. Knows every hair on your head, counting everything. God is counting things. He's counting things up. He's counting. Counting and countering. Yeah, he's countering. when he counts and we come up short, he says, okay, angels, come up short. So bring it in. Counteract all this. Reverse it. Bring the blessing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be done. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Let it be done. Let it be done. The measures. God says, do it everything according to measure, Marie. Measure. I got 1 million of these, and I'm going to give 500 of them. That's a low measure. You got 1 million of these things? And God says, and you give 500,000 of them, that's a large measure. See what I'm saying? Start thinking by measure, by when you're doing something, whatever it is, your time, everything. What do? You do it by measure. Okay, what measure do you want to be blessed? You give by measure. You adjust what you need by the measure that you get. You got 75 things, you give 50 of those things away to whoever, that's a large measure. You give 75 of that 75 things, whatever those things are, you got 100-fold. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You got to start thinking. God says start thinking in realms of measure, the measure that I give in my time. I got 3 hours. I give God 3 minutes. Man, that's not much of a measure. Not much coming back to you. You get 3 hours and you give God an hour and a half. Whoa. Then you got an hour and a half to do all your other things. Normally it takes you 3 hours to do all the things. You decide to give God an hour and a half. Oh, of your 3 hours. Yeah, he's going, now that's measure. The woman who had the two mites. He said, this woman is measure-wise, is giving much more than all the wealthy people. Measure-wise. Think measure. Measure. Not amount, measure. Not amount of time, the measure of your time. That's where the blessing can come to you. All right, Bianca, $35. Thank you, Bianca. 35, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, we just bless Bianca tonight, God, with this big blessing, peace, blessing. God, we thank you, Lord, for the unlimited realm for her, God, that teach her how to walk in the unlimited realm. That, God, you know, you're all around us, and we just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. I have to have the Holy Spirit show me how to do it. But I see God showing you how to do things. I know he already does that for you, but I'm talking about, you know, showing you how to do things. I see you like a little child becoming so totally dependent on him that it's like, you can't do nothing without your daddy. Or, Bianca, come over and do this. Wait a minute, I got to ask my daddy. Daddy. Oh, God. Daddy, daddy, daddy. How do I do this, daddy? Oh, you got to go to your daddy? What, are you a sissy? What's wrong with you? You wimp? No, my daddy knows. I know he knows. But I don't know. I trust in him. I gave this talk with somebody about this last night, that how Jesus had 100% of his brain working, right? Not 10%. He had 100% of his brain working. And he says, I ain't doing nothing without my daddy. Nothing. That's what the fruit of 100% brain working does. That's how it thinks, is I got to ask my daddy. And God showing you how to do things, you know, blessing you, giving you information, you know, giving you nudges, showing you how to do things. And, yeah, you're going to make mistakes, of course you are, but, you know, you just keep stepping at it, keep going, keep growing, keep learning, keep being patient, watching God. Amen. Watch God bless you. Step back and watch him bless you. Yeah. In Jesus' name, God's giving you a rest and a peace on how to just say, God, all I can do is what you tell me. But when you tell me and I do it, then the blessing is for sure. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's going to happen. It's like Moses got the word. When he gave the word God gave him, that word came to pass. It had to come to pass. Now, because he gave it the way God had him give it, and that was it. Done. Yeah. All right, Angela Joy, Building Fund, $50. Thank you, Angela Joy. This fly thing, it's amazing. I give you this word about flies, and now all the flies start coming in. I think it's a sign from heaven that I'm stepping into the honey realm. All these flies. I think somebody got the door open today or something. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but yeah, the flies everywhere, I think. That's why I say, is it a good sign if the flies like me? I don't think it's really me they like. I think it must be the honey that they want, wherever that is. Right? Yeah. I just think it's me they want. Yeah. It's the honey they really want. And, you know, I mean, that. If I'm saying that, I'm listening to myself later going, yeah, you're awesome, but it's not really, it's a blessing of God on you. That just like what Jacob, crooked father-in-law, wanted was he wanted Jacob around because he knew that without him, when Jacob showed up, his crops and his cattle and his sheep just started multiplying, increasing. He's like, where did that come from? But it came from the blessing that he's actually stole the blessing that his father gave him. I mean, that's where it came from. His father gave it to him. Your father's not blessing you. You're cursing your father? Oh, I'm not saying he's avoiding it, but I'm just saying that, hey, yeah, that blessing is passed down through the father. I'd be real careful what I say to my daddy if he's a man of God. Yes, I would. Because when he blessed Jacob, even though Jacob was acting like Esau, when Esau came in, when he blessed Jacob, yeah, when Isaac blessed Jacob, because he was blind and couldn't see him, and, they tricked him, he got that blessing. Once you speak a blessing, once they spoke a blessing back that, once it was done, it was done, over. Nobody else could get that. And Esau came in later and said, Father, where'd you get this food? And he said, well, I thought you were already here. He said, no, I haven't been here. He said, it must be that swindler, your brother. Swindler, that's what they called him. And he was the, anyway, he's, but he got it. And he told Esau, I said, I can't even give it to you. I'm sorry. He said, you don't have any blessing for me, Father? Not any blessing? Well, let me see. Let me think of some stuff here. And he blessed him. Once that's passed down, once that's spoken over, you're sealed, done. He couldn't even give it to anybody else. Oh, sorry. You know, your brother wheeled and dealed, and I already said it. And, I said it, with the seal of God on it. It's done. Angel of Joy, that's the same thing. I mean, it's like, it's like with Jacob, his crooked father-in-law. The reason they wanted him was because he had the honey. He had the blessing. He had the blessing. And God started showing him that he had the blessing because he set him amongst some crooked people, and God blessed him anyway, in spite of the crooked stuff. That's what God, he says, sometimes when I set you among crooked people, it's because I want to show you that I'll bless you if you'll trust me. And believe me, I'll bless you among the crooked, among those people, all the slime bags, in the world. Slime bags only because they don't repent and get right with Jesus. A slime bag is somebody who's slimy and then blames you and says you're slimy when they're the slimy one because they don't want to get right with God, right? That's slime bag. So this guy was a slime bag, man. And he wanted Jacob's blessing. He wanted Jacob around because of that. And wheeled and dealed and lied. But you know what? In the midst of all that, because of the blessing of God, it didn't matter. But Jacob had to listen to God. God gave him dreams and visions, all that kind of thing. Showed him what to do to prosper and be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. I just bless you with that thing. In Jesus' name, that thing, that blessing thing. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I just seem to be saying that a lot lately because I think God's using me as a spiritual father, if you will, to speak the blessing over his children. Chris, $50. Thank you, Jesus, for Chris. We just bless him, God. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Hallelujah. I just take authority over all the oppression, all the heaviness, all the things, the atmosphere. God, I thank you that you're going to use Chris to create a different kind of atmosphere. You're going to use Chris to create an atmosphere. Like it says in Romans 8, it talks about when the sons of the earth groans and travails until waiting and longing for the sons of God to come and own the land or buy the land or have the land. So God is going to use you to set the land free. Because here's the key, Chris, is that when we set the land free, then what happens? It starts doing what it did in the Garden of Eden. So God wants you to set your goals in your property and your land and your family and everything. It's not just about property and land, it's about everything. That you set it free from the curse and pain that it's under from the previous owners. Maybe they were, I don't know, maybe owners, 100 owners ago, many, many, many years ago, for the pain, the suffering. No telling what's going on there. So as you sanctify and set that land apart, what it does is going to produce high-level yield. And that's including your house, your home, everything you're doing, whatever you buy, whatever you own. You have the responsibility. Like with Abraham, God said to even his servants to circumcise them. Circumcising was the sign of the covenant. So what we do with our land, our property, we don't circumcise our property, but we do. The more we pray and believe God, the land gets happy, and when the land's happy, you know what it does? It produces happy stuff. It makes you happy with producing wealth and blessing, and it creates an atmosphere also. an atmosphere from oppressive atmosphere of, you know, deadness and barely producing crop. And I've told you this story many times, a few times, how that when I farmed for my dad, I just got saved and baptized in the Holy Ghost, and I was on fire. I prayed over anything that moved and didn't move, didn't matter to me. And I would pray over the land. I would drive the tractor planting, hold my arms out and go, blessed Jesus, I bless the land. And I did it for hours every day. When I planted seed in the ground, you know, I stuck my fingers in it, and I just said, Jesus, bless this. And my dad told me, without him even knowing I did it, because I did it all just out there by myself. You know, I'm out there in the middle of nowhere. You know, nobody's watching me see what I'm doing, you know. And God was like, I said, man, and I would see the glory of God. I look up in the sky, and I'd see the glory of God. It's God saying, like, you know, I love this, Randy. You're doing a great job. You're setting the land free from the pain. Pain causes things to not, just like you when you're in pain, it's hard for you to produce much, getting anything done, right, because you're in pain. And that's the way I am. When I'm in pain, I don't get a lot done when I'm in pain. Same thing with the earth. When it's in pain, it's like going, oh, help me, Chris. Oh, I've got my heart aches. Oh, I can't hardly do anything. I got arthritis. Oh, help me, help me. And you start loosening, setting it free, praying over it, blessing it. Pretty soon that land gets free, and it's like going, yee-haw, man. And when the land goes yee-haw, it starts producing, like, that's why the land got blessed with Isaac, because he knew how to bless the land, man. That's what the sons of God are the blessed people. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were the sons of God. Wherever they went, the land produced for them. Why? Because they blessed it. Yeah. That's their families, their seed, their houses, their homes, everything they had, their cars, everything they had, they spoke the blessing over it. Hallelujah. And that's just amazing, man. All right, Greg, pray for Greg's father. Thank you, Jesus, for Greg. $50, thank you, Lord, for that. For Greg, in Jesus' name, Father, thank you if we pray for his father tonight. God, we just bless him. Lord, let his father be blessed and have, you know, let him just be preserved as long as you want him to, God. And in Jesus' name, where it can be blessed, God, and Greg can be a part of blessing his father and loving his father and using his natural father to bless and show God showing you, Greg, his love for your father. Because when we love people, we love our fathers because they're our fathers. That's one thing, beautiful thing. But when we love our fathers by the love of the Father, that's a whole different thing. But thank you, Jesus, for bringing, because the Bible says, God blesses those who bless their mother and father, their parents, and God curses those who, when you honor your mother and father, these blessings come upon you. So God's showing you how, at a reverential awe of God, to honor your father, because it's all about what it's going to do for you, what it's going to do for your life, what it's going to do, because I know your father would want you to be blessed and want your family to be blessed, your future family to be blessed. So, you know, he would understand you, like, you know, doing it for blessing your father for you, right? Yeah, that's why Abraham, Isaac, that's why they blessed their children. They blessed some of the children, they prophesied some pretty negative stuff on them. I mean, Jacob is you ever look at the prophecies, dude, that Jacob prophesied over his family, over his sons? He wasn't very, you know, family patriotic, I'll tell you that right now. A couple of his sons, he said, yeah, you slept with some of my concubines or my whatever. Yeah, you took over my bed, you know, and you're not going to be blessed. I mean, that's what he told them. And they weren't blessed. And he said, yeah, you did this over here. Yeah, you took an ox and you slew it the wrong way and you did some things wrong. And said, because of that, you're messed up. I mean, could you imagine if I prophesied some of that, like that stuff over my children, what people would be saying? Oh, Brother Chandler, you are not a very good daddy. You are not a good father. How dare you do that? Well, I mean, I got to do what God says or I got to do what you say. People get rewarded according to what they do, you know, for God. And his children, I mean, he had 12 of them. And, you know, go read them. They weren't very sweet, all of them. Wasn't very fatherly. Yeah, it was. It was very fatherly. And, yeah. So, anyway, I don't know where I got off on all that. But, yeah, so honoring the father and being, you know, yeah. And those that honor Jacob, and like the one kid who took over his father's bed. I mean, just read it. I just did say. He kind of ripped right through them. He said, "You're not going to be blessed. You've messed up, man." Yeah. That's the Bible. That's the Word of God. Yeah. Anyway, so, but those who are like Joseph, got the blessing, and there are several of them got the blessing, but not all of them, because they didn't honor their father. Yeah. Jesus' name, amen. Okay. All right, Noella. Thank you, Noella. Noella is the one who gave us the idea about the building fund thing. We thank you for that. That's produced some blessings. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Noella. $50. So thank you, Jesus. But we thank you, Lord, for blessing her, God. We thank you for the familiarity of God, being familiar with God, being not in a negative way, but in a good way. People say, "Oh, you just get familiar." Recently, I don't take communion all the time because I just get familiar. You get familiar with it, and I don't agree with any of that. So you don't read the Bible. Now, this is not Noel, but the thinking about, you know. So people don't read the Bible because they want to get too familiar with it. Oh, I don't read the Bible because I don't get too familiar with it. I don't want to take communion because I get too familiar with it. Like it's holier than the Bible or something. The Bible tells us to take communion. That's how we know about taking communion. It's from the Bible. So God's going to show you really how to get, you know, what getting familiarity with God is a beautiful thing and a wonderful thing, and how it's done properly by the Holy Ghost. And doing away with this thing of, you know, "Oh, I'm not going to do that too much because I might not respect it and honor it," you know. Well, if you're not going to respect it and honor it, I would tell people, I'm not telling Noel this, but, you know, people would tell, maybe people are telling you this. I don't know what this is, but I just tell them, I said, "Okay, well, then you don't read the Word of God hardly ever, huh? You don't pray much, I'm sure, right, because that they don't get too familiar with God or too familiar with prayer because you might not respect it." No, that's crazy, man. Absolutely goofy. So I don't know if somebody's, you know, going to attack you about this or talk to you about this. I'm not even sure. But, yeah. Oh, and she says building fund. Yes, thank you. I just saw your note. Please make my money tonight. Building fund. Yes. Noel, let me put building fund on that. So, building fund. Thank you, Noel. Yeah, you're the chief building fund person. I mean, you got to have building fund on your stuff, right? Yes. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. She thought that was pretty good. All right, so did I. So thank you, Jesus, for Noel. We thank you, Lord, for that protection, in Jesus. How to, you know, because here's what the enemy does with me, Noel, many times. He tries to come and attack me, you know, and get me offended so that I attack him back. Because I know the Bible, I know the Word of God, and I know how to use the sword. But when I'm attacking because I'm upset, then I'm just doing it out of my own energy and strength, and I usually get whooped up on. Most people are better at that than I am. But so, it's like Jesus was being tempted by Satan to do something that wasn't of God, challenging his pride, challenging his, "Oh, if you are the Son of God, then you can do this." Like, you know, you're not really the Son of God, are you? Yeah, you're trying to challenge him and get him to do something that wasn't of God. Yeah, to get him so that Satan could whoop up on him. and slapping him around. Yeah, spiritually. So the way we stay safe and protected in God is, because the enemy's always going to be, he knows our weaknesses. He knows the things that make us the most angry. he knows the things that make me angry. You know, the things that I want to protect the most. Like when I get my little sword of protection out, and all in the name of the Lord, I'm trying to protect myself. Lord says, I'm not in there, Andy. I'm going like, oh, shoot. Sorry, Jesus. Sorry. I know. I'm trying to do it on my own. I'm sorry. Because he does. He's trying to get you outside of that safety zone to go out and go after him. Of course, we always do it in the name of the Lord, when the name of the Lord never told us to do anything. But he's so good at it. I'll show you I'm the son of God. I'll turn this. Yeah, you know, you think I'm not? I'll show you. I know I am. You know, he uses that stuff to get us outside our protection realm and outside the place of safety. And then when we get outside that, then we start having mental battles, struggles, anxiety, stress, you know, all the things that hit us because he drew us out of the hiding place. Hiding place isn't a cowardly place. It's a place of, I don't do anything, let my father tell it to me. But the enemy's out there. You know, this used to happen to me when I was a kid. My friends would be, you know, out there taunting me. Oh, look at Randy. He's a mommy's boy. He can't go anywhere unless mommy says. It's just, you know, like my mama would whoop me up, man, to go run around those guys and get myself, you know, smoking cigarettes and doing all this stuff. Yeah. My mama would let me have it, man, trying to protect me from those creeps, right? You know? But they'd be out there in the front door. Hey, yeah, okay, mama's baby. Yeah, you're so cute, yeah, Randy. You're a wuss. You're a wimp. Yeah, we're going to go out and we're on our own. Well, definitely they were on their own, for sure. And I was protected by my mama. When I was a kid, she had to protect me. I was pretty, you know, I like to hang out with the dudes and run around, right? She was trying to protect me. But they would try to taunt me and bring me out. I'm telling you. In Jesus' name. All right, Andrika and $30. Thank you, Lord, for Andrika, Tyreek, Torrey, and Chris. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just think of the same thing with Andrika, God. You show her how to stay in the protection realm and teach her children and showing her children, her boys, how to not let the enemy try to provoke their pride to do things because they're a man. Oh, you still a virgin? What's wrong with you? You know, you still a virgin? Yeah, you little, yeah, you sissy. You ain't got nothing. You're not a man. You know, Andrika, and so really praying so that that the whole realm of Satan intimidating and using, like with women, they use the women thing. With men, they use the men thing. You're a real man. You're like, oh, Jesus. If you're really the son of God, then with boys, it's, well, if you're really a man, if you were really a man, you would already be, you know, had you two or three girls by now. You know, yeah, so the whole thing. So I thank you, Lord, for that, whatever that's ever gone on. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your protection over that, to keep them and watch them in Jesus, or Tyreek and Torrey, in Jesus' name. Bless them, protect them, God, in Jesus' name. And just teach the whole family, Chris and Andrika, Father, how to stay in that holy place into the covenant of God. The covenant of God. And this is what I thought about Andrika real quick, was that, when Israel was in Egypt and the blood of the doorpost was what they were doing, reactivating that covenant, they put the blood of the doorpost. And God said, don't even leave the door open. When the angel, you know, you think you can leave the door open and everybody wants to see the angel of death go by. Like, I want to see what he looks like, man. I want to get a video with him or something. Yeah. And he says, no, you got to shut the door and get behind the door. Well, what's that going to do? I mean, shutting the door, what's it shutting the door? You got the blood of the doorpost. Why not open the door and let's see what this thing looks like? You know, see what's going on over here. But no, you had to shut the door and get behind the door, right? And even though the blood was out there, they still had to get. So there's certain things that God shows us how to do that even though we think, well, what difference would it make? You know, I'm a child of God. I can do whatever I want. Yeah, lie from the enemy. Because that's what the enemy tempted Jesus with. Well, you can just do whatever you want, Jesus. You are the Son of God, right? You are the Father's daddy. Son, you are the Father's son. He is your daddy, right? Yeah, dude, so that whole realm, if she's Akashe Raporgaro Baroche Kache Finke Amoho Namahadebe Sho Tamata. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lamb, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the blood of a Lamb. And God, we're not being intimidated by letting the enemy get us. Could you imagine some Egyptian kids, friends of theirs, or even some rebellious Israelite kids standing outside saying, well, you got the blood over the doorpost, Tyreek and Torrey. What y'all doing? Come on out here and play with us. You can't be touched. You got the sign out there on your household. You hide behind the door. You know, what's wrong with you? You see what I'm saying? It's like that whole thing. The thing was, it was the instructions that God gave. When God gives an instruction, then we do what he says to do, and that's what protects us. It's God's word that protects us. The reason they were protected behind the door, because God told them to shut the door until it passed by. And then go to the neighbors and get the well. So if they'd have been dead, see what I'm saying? So it's about the instructions that the Father has given us, and we do that and obey that, and that's what God says. So Chris and Andrika and all, oh, family God, I thank you, Lord, for showing them how to dwell in that safety place, the place of safety, Psalms 91. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, why everybody else is falling apart. You're going to prosper them, God. You're going to prosper them. You're going to show them the covenant, their covenant children. These are my Tyreek and Tori. They are covenant children. They are dedicated to God. They're human beings. They're regular guys. They're smart. They're going to do the things of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. God, give them courage. Give them courage. Give Andrika's family, Tyreek, Torre, Chris, Andrika, give them, and ESW Auto Sales, give them strength to be hidden in the rock. Do what God said. Jesus, that's how Jesus stayed protected. He said, I only do what I see my Father do. Well, you're such a coward. You can't just do something else. You got to do what your daddy says. You're a grown man. You're 30 years old. You got to do what your daddy says. That whole thing is intimidation. Well, you're going to get to do what the Father says. It's not being cowardly. Jesus was not a coward. He just knew that if the Father wasn't protecting, if he wasn't doing what the Father says, he had no protection. And believe me, the devil's out to kill him. He would have been killed early had he stepped outside that protection. He would have been killed early. And Satan would have messed up the cross realm. But Jesus knew that Satan was out to get him. You see it in the temptation in the wilderness. All right, Nikki and Charles, $30 and then $100. Building fund. Please pray that my blood would make twice as much fast and multiply and that it be healthy. Yes, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for her blood to be healthy and multiply and increase and multiply healthy blood. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for even the whole thing with Echinacea. Echinacea, you know, is really good about that. Of course, you have to take, you know, you have to text me about that, and I'll give you specific information about that. Do what your doctor says, always. Do what your doctor says. But if he allows you to take Echinacea, I'm telling you, man, it's a natural herb that causes your immune system and it'll cleanse and heal and take care of infections. It's an amazing thing. People just, they don't believe me most of the time. They don't believe it. They're like, okay, we might try that, you know. And they don't see it, because I know what it does. It's a God-given herb. It's like in the Garden of Eden, God say, if you ever get it, start getting the sniffles, Adam and Eve, go over there, see the Echinacea plant right there. That's an herb. Yeah, just eat some of that. Go over there and eat like a horse or a cow. It's going to be good stuff for you. It'll keep your immune system strong. Yeah. Really, it's an herb. People just think healing only comes through Jesus' blood. Hey, praise God. It comes through the herbs and through, you know, and the devil's trying to take that over, saying that, well, you know, the herb thing, that's just like, that's what the witches do and all the brews they make. Well, you know, I don't know what the brew they make comes out of, but if they're using God's stuff, you know, it ain't God's fault. You know, they use God's stuff and then they try to make it look like it's, you know, their invention or something, that they did it. No, these things are in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve ate them. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So just bless them, God. Bless at this phase in their life, God, where you're speaking health over Nikki and Charles. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for their health and their wealth, where their health and their wealth, that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, that your soul, the prosperity of your soul will deal out the prosperity to your body, will tell your body to be pure and clean and healthy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, so get some echinacea, girl, from, and make sure you get the one from Home Depot, from from Walmart. Get the Walmart brand only. Spring Valley. Echinacea, E-C-H-I-N-A-C-E-A. And don't, I mean, the other stuff is good, but get the pure echinacea. Golden Seal is wonderful. But don't, just, if you have to do exactly, the, like, I can understand where Jesus got upset with people that, oh, yeah, oh, he was given the answer, and they would say, oh, yeah, you know, I might try that. That sounds pretty good. Thank you, Jesus. And then they go home and forget all about it. They go home and forget all about it. He said, you know, those who hear my word and do what I say, when it's a God, when it's God advice, those are my brothers and sisters. And the reason is because most people just don't really, they just do their own thing. I mean, I've done my own thing. Many times God's given me answers to things, and I just did my own thing about it. I'm not saying you guys do that, but this is, in general, I find this to be with most of God's people. Most of them just, it's Randy's thing, No, no, it's when God gives it, it's God's thing, and it's for everything, for everybody. All right, Donald and Tanya, am I getting a little wild and crazy tonight? Yeah, and I love it. Thank you, Donald and Tanya. Thank you. Bless you guys, $160 in building fund. God bless you for that. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you for you know, just that blessing, that seasonal blessing, and God's gonna, when the seasons of blessing come, the seasons of fruit, that you're gonna be, it's like you're gonna be able to store up for the winter, in other words, you know, so here's what I'm seeing. I don't know how to explain this, but it's like if I'm in the apple business and I eat apples and I sell apples and I make my living off apples, then, you know, when my apples get ripe, then everything had to do with the apple took care of everything I did during the wintertime, during the other seasons when the apples weren't growing. So in other words, I worked during the season of harvest, make sure the trees grew right, grew the good fruit, and then when it grew the good fruit, then the time I spent working hard, harvesting those apples and doing that, it's all that stuff, even though you work, let's say, 3 months. So in other words, like working 3 months, 4 months out of the year, and then the whole rest of the year, you sit back and enjoy what all the produce and the fruit and the money that came from the fruit during harvest time. You watered the plant, the apple trees, you took care of them, they grew big apples, and then you harvest, you're working really hard, think you're barely going to make it, I don't have enough strength to make it. Oh, I barely made it through harvest. I had to work so hard. But it was 3 or 4 months of that, and then the rest of the year you're off because you're taking care of the rest of the year. You see what I'm saying? That's what I saw in the spirit. Yeah, so bless him with that fruitfulness, God, in the name of Jesus. Let me know. I'm open to whatever the Lord wants me to know. Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm going to send a picture right now of this. Okay, hang on a second, everybody. Okay. All right. So here we go. We're doing this thing. We could use this. All right. Okay. Okay. You'll give me a second here. I'm trying to... If your offering came in a little bit late, then I'm gonna pray over it after I finish everybody. Okay. If the offering comes in kind of in, later in the show, sometimes it's hard to do that right away, but I'll pray it at the end. Okay. Give me just a moment here. I didn't know people were sending off. My phone is not dinging correctly. Okay, hang on a second, y'all. Okay. Moving right along here. Hang on a second. I'm checking everything. Give me just a moment here. The reason I stopped is I'm checking to see if anybody else has given so I won't miss their offering. Thank you. Hallelujah. Here we go. Okay. All right. Okay. So where are we at here? We're with Nikki and Charles, Donald and Tanya. Okay, Donald and Tanya, yeah, the fruit thing. I saw the fruit thing. That's cool. Like, working during harvest on your, you know, so something about that. I mean, I don't even understand that, but I just I share with you what I see. Cool, man. That is cool. Paulette, our friend Paulette, $200. That's Sandra's sister. And, you know, I know this is a big thing. This is a big thing. We just thank you, Lord, for her breaking through the fray, breaking through, like what I see. There's something going on, Paulette, because it's like the renting of the veil. When Jesus said it is finished, there was a renting of the veil. Thank you for that $200, Paulette. The renting of the veil. Like there's a veil that's been rent for you, so you can enter in. There's a veil that's been rent for you, so you can receive, give and receive. Give your heart to God. When the veil became rent, you can go directly to God. It's like God bringing you to the blessing directly, not through somebody else, not through, but through, you know, by now in the financial arena, coming, the veil is rent. It's like, okay, I'm going to get blessed. Me and God, between me and God, I'm given to God. God's given to me. It's me and God, not me and 30 other people, not me and 30 other things, me and God. My covenant with my eyes are now on me and God. The renting of the veil in Jesus' name and the opening up of a new way. A new way, a new and living way, like living money. I see new and living money opened up. The curtain opened up. The new and living money, new and living way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Through the body and the blood of Jesus, through that is our provision. You give that $200 because, you know, God has provided for you. Now you're blessing him back. It's like, it's not just God giving to you. But now when you give that holy money to God and put it to God, and God says, yeah, and he pronounces the blessing on you in Jesus' name. I pronounce the blessing on you, Paulette, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To bless you and keep you and multiply you and make you prosper, make your face shine with prosperity. Make your face shine with health. Make your face shine with favor. Make your face shine with, yeah, I know God loves me now. I mean, I knew he loved me, but now I know he loves me, like literally, physically. It's like everybody said, we know the Messiah's coming. And one day he just showed up. Yeah, he just showed up, like physically, like, yeah, we know him. He's no longer coming. He has come. He has come. It has happened. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holly, holly, holly. It's like I see you singing Christmas carols. Singing Christmas carols to Jesus. Except they're holy and they're beautiful and they're, you know, not of a Christmas spirit so much as the Christ spirit, the Mass. Give me Mass. Christmas. The Mass. The Mass of God. Yeah. The Mass. M-A-S-S. Christmas. M-A-S-S. I'm not sure what that means, but not look at that. Jesus. Jesus. I saw the veil ring, girl. That's amazing. My God. It's like, and then I can see how that could make sense because of your, you know, you're breaking through with your lungs that you got and all that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Something to work with, something to deal with. But when God blesses it, it's blessed. Amen. That's what makes it. Yeah. It's not how much you have. It's not how much you make. Not even how much. It's how much you have left. Right. If you make $1 million, but you got $1 million to you have to pay rent and everything, pay for everything. You're in the hole $50. Even though you had $1 million, you're still in the hole $50 because you had to pay the million to pay everything else. It's not about how much you make. It's about how much you got left. Amen. Yeah, and that's what God, you're going to see that. Jeannie, $200 building fund. Thank you, Jeannie, for that $200. We just bless you, Jeannie, tonight. Thank you, Lord, for Jeannie. Thank you for that cowardly spirit of the enemy bowing down. And I see that cowardly spirit bowing down before you, saying, you know, you're truly a woman of God. I see the cowardly spirit. I don't even know what that is or who that is. Well, that's people. That's a spirit. I don't know what that is. That cowardly spirit bowing down before you saying, you know, just like Joshua. It's like, yeah, you truly, you know, wow. Walked around the walls of Jericho and the walls fell. Man, that took some courage, brother, because you looked like an idiot at first. The idiot realm. You look like an idiot, man. Yeah, and so it's kind of like, you know, sometimes we look like a fool, like an idiot, but then all of a sudden God goes, she's not the idiot, you be the idiot. Yeah, in other words, the cowardly spirit. I see a cowardly spirit bound up. Wow, I don't know what the cowardly spirit has to do with other people or just the cowardly spirit trying to attack you. Trying to attack your loved ones, trying to attack your friends, and it coming from others to attack you. I'm not sure what that is, but I see you in Christ conquering that in every facet of the word. And that's what was going on with Joshua, because the angel knew that God knew that he was fearful. And I would be too, and anybody would be. Fearful, like, oh my God, you know, Moses had it, now I got it. Oh my God, I don't know how to do this. What am I going to do? And the angel had to come to him, the captain of the host of the army of the Lord had to come to him and give him that captain of the host of the army courage. It wasn't courage to, you know, raise a family. That was a whole different kind of courage. That's amazing courage. But it's a courage like the captain, special armament, special military style courage was completely different than any other courage, you know. Takes courage to step out and do a lot of things, but this courage God gave Joshua was like military style courage. Yeah, and it took a lot of courage for him to walk around something, you know, for 13 days and not saying nothing. Yeah, that looked pretty just stupid, really. Ignorant. But God was in it. And that spirit of cowardice had to bow down to him, Jeannie. Yeah. Because he did what God said, man. And that cowardly spirit that was trying to get him to cower down, you know, had to bow down. Isn't that amazing? I love the way God shows me stuff, man. Oh, my God. That is amazing. Because fear, that was what was hitting me. That's why the captain of the host of the army of the Lord, not a lieutenant, not a general, the captain of the host of the army of the Lord, gave him courage. A special courage for a special battle. And when he said, be courageous, be very courageous, be strong, be courageous, be courageous, be courageous, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. Yeah, why? Why did he do that? Because it was amazing. He needed an amazing level of courage to conquer. And cowardliness bowed down to him big time. Woo! Jesus. Fear has cowardice. I mean, anytime fear hits me, I just see it as, you know, trying to make me to a coward. Yeah, trying to make me cower down. I'm not a cow. I'm not a cow. Nor are you. We're not a coward. Fear tries to make us a coward. Yeah, God has to come along and help us, because if he doesn't help us, we will be cowards, because our courage does not do it. When we need supernatural courage, we try to do it with our own courage, and it does not work. My courage fails every time, and I'm pretty courageous in a lot of ways. But, man, even under that, my courage fails when it comes to supernatural things. It's like I just fall apart, like, oh, God. Now I feel like a coward. Yeah, I got to hide in Jesus. I got to hide in Jesus. Got to hide in Jesus. He's my Lord. I got to hide in Jesus in one accord. Got to hide in the Lord. Yeah, with a chord. Chord, C chord, chord of C, chord of D, whatever they are. All right, Terrence and Tanisha, 205, Building Fund, and 165. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that, for Terrence and Tanisha. We just bless them tonight, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of grace, God, that spirit of grace, that unmerited favor, and in Jesus' name, for the spirit of grace and unmerited favor, unmerited and unlimited favor, God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, Father, for that, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let it be done. Let it be done. Let it be done. Let it be done. Yeah. Unmerited, undeserved favor. We thank you, Jesus, for that, in the name of the Lord. Okay, let me go back here. Hang on a second. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Give me a second. All right, Terrence and Tanisha, thank you, Lord, for that unmerited favor. It's like, you know, so many times I feel so helpless, you know, before things that you can't control. You know, people can just act crazy. You can't control people. You know, I can't control them. We can't control them. But that unmerited favor, grace. Grace is getting favor when we don't have the power to do it. Favor takes over and does it for us. So I thank you, Lord, for that TNT favor realm, an explosive realm of favor, God, where you show your favor and you just here's how it's going to work in you. As you receive this favor, this grace from God, it's going to bring you in such a place of the graciousness of God that when people least deserve your favor, you're going to give it to them, because you know, you're going to understand that once you give them your favor that God gave you and blessed you with, that favor, you know what it's like to feel like helpless before things. And then all of a sudden, in came the grace of God. And in spite of yourself, in spite of feeling like I just feel helpless, I feel flat about it, here he comes, and he just does it. And when you give that to other people, that's what's going to give you the power to give it to other people, because you know what it's like to feel like what they feel, and to be able to impart that favor and grace on them to help them in their situation, whatever it is. Hallelujah. I mean, you talk about Jesus, sweet Jesus. That is the sweet Jesus that I know. I know Jesus. He's a He's sweet. He turns our hard, bitter tongue. Oh, man, when he pours his sweetness in there, and it's like he can make anything sweet. He can turn the bitter water sweet. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hakashekel. Even when we failed, even when we're wrong, even when I've been wrong, and maybe it's like, God, okay, yeah, Jesus, you gave me favor anyway. I didn't deserve it. I should have been whacked a little bit. Yeah, what'd you do? You came along. You favored me because you knew when I started getting a taste of that favor that I'd want to give it to the people who disfavored me and who were disloyal to me and who were unfriendly and were unkind and evil, trying to get things over on me. God says, now I want you to turn around and give them that grace. And that's going to prove how truly prosperous your soul is. You prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Christ offered up, the Bible says in Isaiah 53, he offered up his soul for sin. Soul is an offering. His soul was the offering. What was he doing? The Bible says in John, St. John, somebody said, he was full of grace. He was full of grace and truth. Full of it. He gave graciousness to people when they were just leaving. He even blessed and called Judas his friend. I mean, he literally admit that. He said, you know, I'm not going to hold anything against you. You know, my father will judge you, but I want to, you know, I want to call you friend. I don't want to call you anything but friend, even though I know you're betraying me. And I'm going to suffer a lot because of what you've done. But I see it as a gracious move of God. And he offered up his soul, hallelujah, and made everybody whole. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. That gracious kindness, God, this Antonisha and Terrence, God, let them share it together. Let them live it together. Let them love it together. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Wow, he's full of grace and truth. Whoa. The more truth we get, the more grace we need. Right, Terrence and Tanisha? The more truth we get, the TT is also going to spill, TNT is also going to speak for truth, double truth. Truth in time. That's the truth, just in time. TNT. All right, LaShun, $40. Thank you, LaShun. God bless you, LaShun. LaShun's one of our hosts on our show. This is our show on Friday. Thank you for that. We just bless LaShun, God. We thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness and loyalty to you, that she's a loyal, your loyal servant, God, and she's working her way through all the, you know, sometimes can't see the forest for the trees. But God, putting you in the midst of that, of the forest, because he's going to have you, you know, cut out a spot in the forest and going to build you a house in the forest and like a log cabin type thing, a nice log cabin kind of something. I don't even know what this is, but in a blessing place, a blessing place where you can go hide out with the Lord, get away from all the world for a season and just get out there and seek God, something like that. I'm not sure what that is. Jesus, just open that up for her, God. Show her the way. Or the way, maybe it's a spiritual thing, a physical, I'm not sure what that is. But when you're in the middle of the forest, you have to start cutting down trees, you know, because you ain't got no room to build a house. You have to cut the trees down and use the trees you cut down to build the house. The wood becomes the provision for the house. That's in a sacred place, a secret place, a hidden place, a quiet place, off and out to God and God alone place, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I think God's building that in your spirit. Also, just doing that work in you in Jesus' name and making you a place of safety and security for God. Amen. Amen. Nicole, $50 building fund. Thank you, Nicole, for that $50. We just bless her tonight, God, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for that. And, God, we ask you to increase, let the spirit of increase and multiplication be upon her. The spirit of increase and multiplication. Let her increase and multiply. I declare and decree over you. The 50 means like liberty. What do you call it when you get out of debt? and but it's more about, it's not just about physical debt. It is about, you know, being indebted to anybody in any fashion or form. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And also the blessing of being able to be fruitful and increase and multiply in your body, in your soul, in your spirit, in your wealth, in your friendships, in Jesus' name, in your words from God, in the name of Jesus. Bless that, increase that, multiply that, God, right now by the power of God. Blessings, blessings, blessings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, Marja, $30. Marja from Illinois. Thank you for that $30, Marja. We just bless you in Jesus' name. May God keep you, watch over you, share his heart with you. May you have someone you can share your heart with them. They can share your heart with you. I see the sharing of hearts. In other words, when you have someone and you share your heart with them, that's not enough. It's when we share hearts with each other, share each other's heart. I give my heart, they give their heart. All right, heart sharing. I see heart sharing going on in Jesus' name. I speak and decree heart sharing from the heart. Amen. In Jesus' name, not just from the physical, not from the mental, all that's involved too, but from the heart, sharing, loving from the heart, sharing, giving from the heart in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Heart sharing. Open it up, God. Open up the hearts to share. Amen. Regina, $25 building fund. Thank you, Regina. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for Regina. We thank you, Lord. We just bless her. We speak shalom over her. We speak peace over her, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you're bringing her to the land of land of milk and honey. You're bringing her to the land of milk and honey. In Jesus' name, we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. That's a song right here. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching. I don't know how to sing the song, but marching to Zion. Zion, the high and holy place of God, the hill of the Lord, a place of sacrifice, a place of blessing, a place of presence, a place of glory, a place of family, a place of stand still and see. The glory of the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Just stand still, Regina. You've been planting seeds. You've been praying. Really, God. I decree over you to be able to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in your family and in your wealth and your future in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Personal relationships in the name of Jesus. Let it become. Becoming, let it be becoming of her, all that, let it fits into her, and she fits into it in Jesus' name. The fitting, like fitting for a garment, that it fits you well, not be hanging off you, like, no, but fitting you well, in Jesus' name, let it fit you well, amen, and make you well, make you whole, in Jesus' name. All right, Lisa, $12.30, shalom, proper, any, please, this towards the building fund, okay. For Devante, amen. Lord, we pray for Devante tonight, God. We thank you, Jesus, for Devante. We thank you, Lord, for the career, his career. I speak over his career tonight, Devante's career. God, make it a career. I just speak the word career over him. Career. Yeah, career. A career. A career. A blessed career. Yeah, a blessed one. A blessed career in Jesus' name. Let it come upon him. In the name of Jesus. Where'd you get that career? From God. How did it come about? I don't know. God just did it. Yeah, I just, you know, not even sure I did everything perfect, but he just brought it. Amen. In Jesus' name, in his grace, and his kindness, the kindness and graciousness of God toward Devante, Father, in Jesus' name. All right. $19.20 from Lisa also. Shalom, Prophet Randy, please put this toward the building fund. And for Andre, thank you, Lord, for Andre. Thank you, Jesus. We just bless Andre tonight, God. We just bless his heart, God. Bless his heart. Let him forgive himself. Forgive himself, God, in Jesus' name. Shame and the guilt that he shames and guilt and the guilt that he feels that, you know, I did this. It was my, it was, and things that he allowed and all that. is blaming himself. I break that shame and guilt off him in the name of Jesus. I speak the cleansing, washing power of the blood of the Lamb, the precious Lamb of God who gave his life for sinners who he knew would make mistakes and fail and do things, but not to be locked up for the rest of the world. In Jesus' name, I loosen you from that lockout, lock-in, from locking in, being locked up from the lock-in. Let him be locked out from being locked in. In other words, you get locked out, you can't even go back in because you're locked out from being in that place. In Jesus' name, get locked out. In other words, don't come back. Yes, sir. In Jesus' name, let it be done. About $17.50 toward building fund and for my mom. My mama. She says her mom. My mom. All right. Bless your mama. Bless her mama, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, that you connect them, God. Bless them. Let them find places of friendship and love and value and valuing one another, God, that you bless her ma, her mother in Jesus' name and cause her to, you know, have all the secretion that she needs in her body, secretion. Secretion. I'm not sure what the secretion is for. I'm not sure what that is. Hang on a second. Okay. Secretion. Okay, here we go. A process by which substances are produced and discharged from a cell, a gland, or organ for a particular function in the organism of an excretion. Not a wrong time. No, we could have to just look up meaning of secretion and see what that means. In fact, that's what I got. Just bless your phone with that secretion. In Jesus' name, speak it. Secretion over life. Is discharged from a process by which which substances are produced and discharged from a cell, a gland, or organ for a particular function in the organism or the excretion. Okay, I don't want that. All right, anyway, there you go. Okay, Lisa got you the grace to be able to treat people in a fashion that that will be like an attorney speaking, you know, this is what we have, this is where we are, this is how it's going to go down, what the law says, and speaking the law in the sense of warning people and keeping the laws of, in the sense of you know, this is how things work, how they do. If you don't do it like this, you're going to get messed up, you're going to get busted, you're going to get in trouble, you're going to get work. The laws are safe, the laws are like the law, like laying the law down, but in, you know, love, of course, but saying, you know, saying this is what this is how it functions. And it may sound cold and whatever, it's like, you know, like, I just want somebody to keep the truth. Keep the truth. God's truth. So I thank you, Lord, for that. I don't know how to do that all the way that the Bible. But all we are called to wield the sword of the Spirit. And sometimes it does divide between thoughts and intents. You know, motives and intentions, spirit and soul, and all that. You know, throne and marrow, bone and marrow, and all that. So there is a dividing, brings blessing, brings healing. It separates out and it shows and reveals things that need to be showed and revealed. Yeah? Without an agenda, a personal agenda. But
person who's got a personal agenda. The father's agenda. Always the father's agenda. Always the father's agenda.
All right. Okay. Oh, I see that Jeff and Yuke. 155. Thank you. I saw that. 155. Oh, awesome.
I just saw that.
God bless you, guys.
Biggest things that I've had in my life is ability to complete things, and being able to do that because it was so difficult to complete the thing. Okay. Talking into a cup, huh? All right, I like cups. Okay, talking to cups. That was a good one. Okay, Jeff and Uke. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Okay, no special thing on it. All right, and then, Shannon. I didn't really add it. I just missed all Shannon's. Okay. Just a second here. Things going on one time. Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for Jeff and you. You get this thing going on here.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. For that power to finish things, to be able to, not just them finishing things, but the power to get things finished. You start a project, and sometimes it can take months to finish something, and like the ability, the power to finish it, to get it finished, to, get everything you need. Like sometimes you have to order one little part you can't get in, it's one little part, so it takes 3 months to do something you could have done in 3 days, and the power and the favor and the belief and ability, things together fast. And finish them before they're completed and ready to go out or whatever. The finishing product, Dr. The whole thing about the finishing product, it's like God's saying, I want an anointing for the finishing product in Jesus' name. Because you know what? If you don't have a finishing product, you can't really sell it. You can't really deliver it. You can't really do anything with it because it's, it needs to be finished, right? And so this whole thing about finishing, an anointing to finish something, and finish it well. Finish it in God. Finish it by the Holy Spirit. Finish it. You start it in God. You finish it in God. Sometimes people start things with God and then they finish it on their own. I mean, I've done that many times. We all start out with God and then we try to figure out how to finish it on our own. But starting with God and finishing it with God and everything in between God, be of God. And so the whole power to, God to be able to put things together, make things happen, make things work where it can be finished and done. Like when Jesus finally said, "It is finished," dude, Yuki, that was like amazing because there were so many hindrances. There were so many things that the enemy tried to mess with, and he had a finishing anointing on him. He said, "What pleased the Father?" Jesus said this himself, "What pleases the Father is that I finish the work. I finish what I start." Because he finished it because he kept his eyes on God. He kept his source of God. He didn't let the enemy intimidate him. Many times the enemy tried to intimidate him Oh, just go ahead and make this bread. If you are the Son of God, you can make these stones into bread. It was a thing to get him outside of finishing. There were things that trip him up all along the way. It was the whole purpose of that was to get him to keep him from finishing it, to delay him, to cause problems, to get things, you know, send things off on this tailspin that would take, you know, 6 months to do something he could have done in 6 minutes or 6 days. So thank you, Jesus, for that. And that they will not fall for those things. Jeff and Yuki will not fall for those things that try to get them, you know, off on, oh, yeah, you really think you're all that hot? Come over here and do this if you think you should get at it. And I could show you a thing or two. You know, that's what my pride does. It's like, oh, I'm going to show you a thing or two, all right? And then we get caught up over this thing, and the whole time the enemy's over there and messing up our stuff while we're distracted. It's like I saw that story where I've seen these stories where these guys that were thieves, they'd come in and they'd knock on the door, and if somebody was there, they'd say, oh, hi, ma'am, are you alone? Yes, I'm alone. What's going on? What do you want? Well, I came to tell you, and they talked to him for about 30 minutes while the guys in the back were stealing their stuff. It's kind of like she didn't catch the distraction because the guy was very good at distracting, and then the other guys would be in the back of the house, you know, taking stuff, stealing stuff. Stealing her jewels and stealing her, you know, stuff. Yeah, and it's a strategy. It's a strategy. And so, God, open your eyes to the strategy, Jeff and you, to the strategies of the enemy so that there's not just a bunch of distractions and causing things to you know, take forever to get done. And then, you know, by the time you finish it, you go, man, I hope I never have to finish one like that again. Exactly. Because the finishing anointing, it's all about, you know, knowing the strategies of distraction. The strategy of trying to provoke us into a fight, you know, trying to get us into a fight. You want to fight about this? Yeah, because the fighter in me, the enemy knows there's a fighter in me, and he'll get me into a fight. He'll try to provoke me into a fight. And once you come out of that hiding over there, what are you hiding God for, you coward? You know, and try to get me to come out and fight. You know, yeah, we're going to whoop up, man. But, yeah, the flesh, big time. Yeah, and Jesus says, be careful because that's going to delay you, distract you. It's going to open up to the enemy where the enemy can mess with you and do all kinds of things. Yeah, so don't do it. Yeah, amen. Let God show you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to give me some flies, man. I'm going to give me some flies. That's when I give them the show. The flies like to show up during the show. I'm like, hi, we're here to harass you now. Here to distract you. Yeah, get you upset so you start swatting flies during the show and get distracted. Jesus' name, help me, Lord. All right, so don't let the Jeff in you. Don't let the flies distract you, you know, and intimidate you, make you mad, make you upset, challenge you. Yeah, so it's humble yourself. As God gives you the spirit of humility to humble yourself and let them make it look like you look wrong, like you're wrong, like you can't do it. Well, he couldn't do it. I told you he couldn't do it. Yeah, I told you she could. I told you she couldn't handle that. I told you she couldn't handle it. Yeah, well, the whole thing was that, you know, they're just distractions. You know, trying to get you outside doing things that God's not even having anything to do with. It's spending your time, spinning your wheels. That's where everybody gets defeated. I'm telling you, get defeated in that area right there. And I speak victory over you and blessing over you in Jesus' name. All right, Shannon, $10 to bring me a wife. I think I need her even more. Can we ask if something happens with this? Yeah, just this month. I don't know who she is, but yes. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay. Timeline. Yes, thank you, Jude. We just thank you, Lord, for agreement on that. Thank you, Jesus, that we just keep believing you, Father, for to show your way and your will, your perfect, your grace. Lord, just reveal your grace, God, in this situation. Reveal your grace. Reveal your mercies. Reveal your favor, God. Just bless Shannon. Prosper him. Bless his soul, God. Bless his body. Bless his finances. bless him, God, and just, you know, make it where the women who chase after him are like, you know, sometimes people don't see the value in us. I mean, I've seen people who, you know, wear the goofiest clothes and have the goofiest teeth and the funniest looking hair, you know. But when they became popular with a song or something, you know, I was like, everybody thought before they were like ugly. And then, you know, or not beautiful because the hair was weird, or, you know, the head, they did it on purpose. You know, wear these weird clothes. But, man, when they became popular, everybody's like, man, I'm going to start wearing those clothes. I want my teeth to look like that. I want my hair to look like that. Because it's not about – it's about what's made to look beautiful. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And usually if you're blessed, people say, man, I've always wanted to look like Shannon. You know, I don't know what's going on, Shannon. I don't know what Shannon's got on, but I like the way he just like, you know, what he does those things. When before, it's kind of like they never paid attention to you, right? I mean, literally, that's the truth in Jesus' name. So open that up, God. Bless him with that favor in the name of Jesus. Show him what to do and how to get it, how to walk in it in Jesus' name, to be pleasing to the Father and to be pleasing to you, God. Hallelujah. And to be a pleasure to that female, God, in Jesus' name. Let it be done in the name of the Lord. Okay. Y'all, that's been a very interesting night. Been great. Okay. Cool, man. That's great. Great night. Really good night. All right, y'all. It's 12:06 in the morning, and I think that's it for the night, as far as I can tell. So we're going to call it a night tonight. If you enjoyed the show, I thought it was fun. It's always fun. I just love it. I enjoy ministering to people. As you can tell, it's one of my favorite things to do. I love it, love it, love it. And we're going to believe God to start blessing, bringing those literal, physical manifestations. And God, pray for me as I, you know, like I've been kind of comparing myself, like what Moses went through when he went to the mountain and got information, you know, from the Lord about how to do things according to his patterns. Or pray that I'll do that with this market thing. There's just so much confirmation that it's a God thing. I mean, I just don't want to make something work. You know, I can't do that. I'm not very good at that. God has to make it work or it doesn't work for me. So pray that I will just completely obey him in every facet and every form and not do one thing on my own, you know, do everything according to him. That way it's a lot better. In fact, it just means everything. All right. Okay, so we're going to call it a night tonight, y'all. Thank you very much for everything. Thank you for your love for God and for his servants and what he's doing. It only takes one man and one woman to hear from God and give instructions about things. I think we all can do that. We all do that at certain levels, different places. So get ready for the instructions of the Lord to be given to you. So obey those instructions as God gives them. So, amen. All right. God bless everybody. Good night.